Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission from here in the United Kingdom on this very day. Today's date remains the very third day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing approximately 9 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening in the beloved land of Biafra. It is the same number of minutes, 9 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. There are people joining us from the rest of the world, across the entire 24 time zones of the world, because as it is evening here, it is morning for some people. To some others, it is their afternoon. Some, it is early evening. For some, it is their midnight. For some of them, it could be the early hours of Wednesday the 4th. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, in recognition that we have listeners right across the face of this very planet, that this is Radio Biafra simultaneously broadcasting in Biafra land on CHK 97.6 across the whole of Africa on 5 known, recognized, stable satellite systems and across the face of this very earth. We happen to be online as well. Therefore, if you have access to a radio, if you have access to a decoder, a satellite receiver, if you are online anywhere on this earth right now, you will be listening to my voice. That is how exceptional we are. That is how formidable we are. What we are doing right now, this very second, there is no other media outfit coming out of Africa capable of doing the same thing. I don't know if people appreciate what I'm saying. There is no other media house in Africa capable of broadcasting on radio, on satellite, and online at the same time with the same content, live. Some of you think this is a very minor operation. This is a monstrous operation at a global level. That is how we intend to come, to emasculate our enemies, to crush them into the dust without hope, to swallow them even when they're alive. We have come to destroy this very entity of the devil, the Zoological Republic. We need to educate our people to make them understand exactly what we are doing. We then lure our enemies into a false sense of security and then we destroy them. We are going to do everything we said we are going to do. We have not failed before. There is nothing we have ever said we are going to do that we have not done. Therefore, if you have come here, you have found the truth. We believe that you have come in search of the truth and you have found it. Because we are Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. We are Biafrans. We represent the very sun that you see when you rise up in the morning, that ensures that the day-to-day cycle of life is uninterrupted. We are descended from heaven itself. We have come that we may bring light where once there was darkness. We have come to set the children of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama free from slavery, from bondage, from iniquitous existence in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We have come that humanity may testify to the goodness and the greatness of the Most High God Chukwu Kike Chukwu Abiama, who is in heaven, that forever and ever his grace and his mercy will endure. That is why we are here, because by the time that we are finished, by the time that this process is over, humanity will know that there is only one entity worthy of worship, and that is Chukwu Abiam in heaven, the God of Biafrans. For those who don't understand, we let them understand this. That is why we have come, and that is why Biafra will come. If it is not the wish of heaven that Biafra should be here, then Chukwu Abiam would not have sent us. Now that he has determined that we should come, it is not in my gift to say, but I think Chukwu Abiam made the right choice, because we're not going to give up. Anybody who understands the way we operate will know we'll never give up. We always win eventually. We crush our enemies into the dust. Sometimes you allow them field day to think that they are relevant, and after a while they disappear from every place you think you can find them on. They're in hiding, aren't they? But as always, we will tease them out, we will flush them out, and then we'll destroy them completely. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you wherever you are. Our lines will be open, and when they are, you will call us, and humanity will be able to hear your voice, your views, and your opinion. But before we do so, before I invite the very eminent barrister to join us, I must, as always, as protocol, as duty, as my religion requires me to, I will offer every praise and adoration to Chukwu Abiam in heaven for his mercy, for his grace, for his abiding love, for his endurance with a group of people who are not worthy to be saved. We are not worthy to be called the children of God, but we are today, thanks to his mercy and his grace. That is why we kneel. That is why we bow. We close our eyes. That is why we raise our hands up in total and absolute submission to his will, because Chukwu Abiam is God. In the end of this very process, that every honor and glory may belong to him, that mankind may understand his omnipotence, and in that same process be able to return his children back to him. That is why we do what we do. That all glory will belong to heaven and not to man. And Chukwu Abiam's name be praised forever and ever. He said, I will invite the very eminent barrister to join us at his leisure. He's a very busy man. I understand that. As soon as the barrister is able to, he will, of course, avail himself of the opportunities and the channels that we have provided for the welcoming of his voice to address his own people, his own kith and kin, his own flesh and his own blood. And who are those people? They ask us all the time. I am talking about Efik. I am talking about Ibibio. I am talking about Izon, which is a John, as you call it now. I am talking about Ishekiri. I am talking about Isoko. I talk about Urobo. I talk about Igala. I am talking about Idoma people, and of course, the Igbo people as well. One indivisible family, the same DNA, the same way of life, the same value system, the same type of food, the same type of dressing, and a tolerance for visitors. People who don't go out to kill, they don't conquer, they don't pillage, they do not steal. When the land time was good, now things have changed, because they have been joined with our Safulani in a country that is not worthy to exist. A place replicated, or should I say, created explicitly for the purposes of rendering the handiwork of heaven obsolete. As I keep saying all the time, Megunana Hataji Soronkena Hataji Obido Tawaji Osubo Osubo, having joined us with our Safulani, we have acquired corruption, we have acquired stealing, we have acquired looting, we have acquired pomposity and bogusness. We have acquired every ill. We have acquired every damnation. We have acquired everything that has turned a once vibrant people into lazy followers of those of them that are not even qualified to be their gardeners. Are they going to ask us why we want Biafra? I do not think they will be that stupid. This is Radio Biafra. And the barrister has come to me. And I will go to him. Before I do so, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet we call Earth. The commander of all her loyal forces, those who understand discipline, who understand resilience, who understand what it means to be told something and they accept it, knowing fully well it is the truth. Those of them that will serve their country and if need be die in defense of the honor of their country. In the same vein, I happen to be the director of Radio Biafra by the very special grace of heaven and not of this very earth. I will now and forever remain a loyal, dedicated servant of the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever they may find themselves on this very earth. I will now, at this very point, welcome the barrister, very eminent, very accomplished barrister, Imam Messi, with me. Please, barrister, you may proceed.
Thank you, director, and good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. We do this every day, every night, afternoon, for the restoration of Biafra. We will never be tired. Even after the restoration of Biafra, Radio Biafra will carry on. We are here for a defensive educational program to get our people to know who they are, to get our people thinking in the right way, to get our people to know that they have been brainwashed. They are doing things differently instead of doing it in a way that Chukwu Abiyama would rather prefer. We are here to educate mankind, including Africans, our own brothers and sisters, placed in the Afro-Caribbean corner, all our brothers in the United States, in Australia, in New Zealand, in India, in any continent that we have the Afrians. We preach to mankind so that all of you will repent and come back to the glory of God. What we preach here on a daily basis is essentially for the restoration of Biafra. One man program, that's what we do here. Restoration of Biafra and its glory via Chukwu Abiyama. We are not ashamed. We do not back in what we say here every day. We will carry on preaching this until Biafra is restored. Any of you or all of you afraid of the restoration of Biafra, you are not a Biafran. There must be a mixed blood somewhere. If you examine yourself, examine your conscience, look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, are you part of the restoration of Biafra? If your mind did not convince you, you are not a Biafran. You must be a substandard Biafran. But if your mind convinces you that yes, Biafra must be restored, you are a true Biafran man or woman, young or old, east, west, north or south. I hope you're getting the message. Biafra must be restored. Please make your contribution, no matter how little. Tesco here in UK will tell you every little helps, no matter how small it is. Do not say you don't have enough. Make contributions for the sake of our own restoration of Biafra, for the sake of our own dignity, for the sake of our own personality, for the sake of the goodness of mankind, so that we will go home and abide in Chukwu Abiyama. Without this, we will carry on slaving and enslaving ourselves outside Biafra land. You've heard it all yesterday. As soon as I finished speaking, as soon as the director now, the Kanu, finished putting the particular tape I sent him, our own Prince Darlington, Senegal, also put more information about what Islam has for you, for our women, those ones that prostitute themselves everywhere, giving themselves to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram and Yorubas. You've heard the story. They don't love you. One thing that is certain, they want you to give them Biafran blood, Biafran kids. If you know what to do, do it now. Yorubas do not love us. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are killing us. Biafrans, you cannot kill your own person. because at the end of the day, we are going back to Biafra land. Wherever you are, I was listening to Asare Dokubo, realizing that we are of the same culture, the same blood, the same people, and of the same regime. Why are we looking towards Buhari, Babangida? I don't know where he is, to be honest. I was listening to Alihu, whatever his name is, saying that Gurojakata want to cause war. And then when we look around, this guy is doing more things in the north, more than he's doing it anywhere else. And you are still accusing him. I borrow director's word every time. No matter what you do for your girlfriend, the children will never call your daddy. No matter what Gulochonatan does for the house, Fulani Boko Haram, they will never love him. So you carry on fooling yourself, Gulochonatan. If you like, give them food, give them money, renovate where they're coming from. If they see you, they'll kill you. Director, I stand for the news. Good evening once again.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. That was the very distinguished, unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Manmezu, who, as always, has been able to find time in his busy schedule to interact with us this very evening. And we are very, very grateful for that. You will get your pen and your paper wherever you are. And you will make a note of the following telephone numbers, please, because that is the number with which you will be able to access our live and interactive session later on following the conclusion of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. As I said before, I believe in emasculating my enemies when they are still breathing. I want them to be swallowed alive, and that is exactly what we are going to do. They will underestimate us. It is their responsibility to do so. But this year, things can no longer be the same in the Zoological Republic. We said we will burn it down, and that is exactly what we are going to do. The zoo will be burnt down. Don't say we never told you, because it is going to happen. The telephone number is +44208133996. I repeat, +44 or 0044 if you're calling from any civilized surroundings, 208133996. If you are unfortunate to be resident in the damnable Zoological Republic, then you add 9 after 00. 0094420813399976. We are also on +44783130836. Those two lines are very, very critical. They are our main studio lines, with the very last one, which is +44783130836. You can reach us on Viber and also on Tango. The same number. As always, people have already joined me on WhatsApp, and we will interact throughout the whole session. If you write anything meaningful via inbox or via WhatsApp, I will be able to read it out to the hearing of humanity. This is Radio Biafra. We are going out to the whole world. We are doing something that no one, no group of people have been able to do before us. Nobody has been able to do this before. We are on radio, we are on satellite, and we are online, covering everywhere in the world. The very first time such a thing has ever happened. Very, very expensive, that is true. But nonetheless, Biafrans all over the world has been able to do it. Individually, we are known as Biafrans wherever we are, or as people have adopted recently, IPOB, but collectively all over the world, we remain one indivisible, one indefatigable indigenous people of Biafra, dedicated to the restoration of the absolute, uncompromising, unrelenting sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. Anything we are doing without the truth is meaningless. Because I believe in the truth, because the editorial board of Radio Biafra believes in the truth, because the Directorate of State believes in the truth, because the entire rank and file of IPOB all over the world believes in the truth, that is why we remain incorruptible. We can never, ever be corrupted. We are beyond corruption. Impossible to corrupt. That is what I say. Impossible to corrupt us. We have grown beyond corruption. And that is what will take us into the new Biafra. A land that will not know corruption. A land that will be fit for the habitation of the angels of heaven, should they find it necessary or fit to sojourn with mankind on this very earth. The other number you need to make note of, I don't know if most of you are calling this number at all or not, is 090-907-76589. I call this number, people still come in the afternoons to ask me, oh, where can I get my coordinator? This is the number to call, please. +234-909-077-6589. That is the number to call. As I said earlier, we are on Viber, we are also on Tango, and we are on Skype also. On Skype, we are simply Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list. We may or may not accept you, but in the end, if you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to pick your call if you are very, very lucky. Because, as you can imagine, thousands upon thousands of people call us each time we are live on the air. And I need confirmation this evening that we are fine in Enugu. I want to understand that all our relay stations dotted across Biafra land are all working this evening. If I get any report that any station is not working this very evening, I will not be happy. We will move it from that very place where it is and move it somewhere else. I want to make sure that all our stations are working this very evening. I don't want anything to stop us from this very magnificent work that heaven has decreed we must do. That is why we must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. Are we going to retreat? The answer is no. We only go forward. That is how we know. We accomplish everything we said we are going to accomplish. I mean everything. And we're going to do more this very year. 2015, and hold us against it. 2015, we will march this very year. Chukwa Biama, it will be my witness. They don't understand. They think we are joking. We are no longer joking. Never joked before and can never joke with this in the future. Biafra is the finest thing that can happen to anybody. If you die a Biafran, you will not just go to heaven. You will see Chukwa Biama face to face. You must understand that. After all, are we answering Wachuku for nothing? Are we answering Umwezala for nothing? If there is no God in us, how can we answer Umwabasi? Is that possible? The answer is no. We are here using tried and tested scientific method which we have developed in order for us to get closer to heaven, in order for us to fulfill our potential on this very earth. And through the restoration of Biafra, all that work will be complete. I must remind people, coordinators who have not paid their defense fund, I hope that all of them have resigned. I hope and I pray so. Because our sister will call this very evening, and I will take her call. I will ask her to give me the names of those who have not paid their defense fund, and I will expect you to I won't even expect you to attend the next meeting. You can come to the meeting, but only as a floor member. I don't care if we end up with only one country in the whole world. We start again. Those who know us now know we don't relent. We start again and give it maybe one or two more months, and we'll be greater than we are today. If you know you're a coordinator, you have not paid your defense fund, I expect you to, in fact, disappear before I call your name. You have our sister's number. Call her and tell her you have resigned before she calls me to take her call this evening. If I take her call and your name is announced, it's over for you. I don't even want to see you again. Very, very important. I don't deal with hypocrites. Hypocrisy is something. Why do you think I despise the zoo? Because I cannot tolerate hypocrisy. As soon as our sister calls here, she will give me the names of those that have not paid. There will be no excuse. You will not even come to our meeting. I am giving you the honorable option. I will not announce your name. Contact her before she calls me now to resign from your position so that your name will not be included. If you have not done so, you must do so right now. You must do so immediately. I don't deal with hypocrites. I this also put a mad saying, we know we only fight fighting for Biafra. I don't like people that come and pretend that they are one thing when indeed they are another. Chameleons, I don't deal with them. I don't deal with them. Not at all. I don't deal with them. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. And I'm very, very glad to announce that we are making very serious progress in Denmark. All the Scandinavian countries and our people are asking us. We have recovered our money from the idiots. Haji is wrong. Why here? They took money meant for the defense of Biafra land. They started to engage in buying and selling. Typical Igbo people. So if there is any profit, they pay the people back and then their business will take off in spare parts. They buy spare parts in Europe and in China and they send back home using money contributed to buy weapons to try and start a small business. Him and Ndibo, we're better buying and selling. We are very happy with what is happening. If you are somebody holding on to the money of people, give that money back to them, by which I mean Denmark, I mean Finland, some parts of Norway, and also the ones in Barcelona, those in China. You must refund those money because ask the other people that tried something foolish, ask them where they are today. We don't want to remember each and every one of you. You must return the money due to Biafrans. You must do so. We are not here to train idiots and criminals. You can go to a prison yard somewhere and get convicts to teach you how to steal. You don't do that rubbish here. You don't do that nonsense here. I despise it. This is not a Igbo platform. This is Biafra. This is Biafra. I repeat, not an Igbo platform. This is Biafra. Don't let us remember you. The other idiots are on the run. Start running with them. We will find them and there will be no pity, there will be no mercy. It is better for you to be jumping up and down on Facebook with fake names. To be jumping up and down because we will find you. Very, very soon we will find you. Very, very soon we will find each and every one of you. Don't run away with the people's money. You ask us to start action and our people mad or what? The time has come. Everything you asked us to do, we have done it. What we have asked you to do, have you done it? The answer is no. As I said, most of you will let us down, but we will never let you down. Everything required of us, we have done. The only thing we are waiting for now is to march. To make sure we are correct in our preparation and then we march. We cannot do so if we don't have the infrastructure to sustain any action that we execute in the interim. Go and think very carefully. Enugu is back and is live. So is also the areas around Olo. I want confirmation from other places. I need to know that every station is working or we close it down. People claimed, oh, we want Biafra, want Biafra. Do what it takes for you to get Biafra. My man, in a koku Biafra all the time. I get irritated by it. What have you done for your country? What have you done? And then I've been a walk for £2. April, what you got to pass out your finale? £4.50. Maybe they don't can't reason properly. Chicken is cheap around here. You must support your country. Very, very important. I will proceed therefore, but I know that Selensit has done something in Denmark. All of you in the one of Denmark, go and take your money back. Go and take your money back. And those of you that rang me from Dallas, Texas, nothing stops you from convening a meeting. Biafra belongs to all of you as well. Nobody is being removed by anybody. The only thing is that we don't want those fathered by Awosa Fulani. India ni nende Awosa turi meha. Ni na hekwensu. Na hekwensu. Na we na ho chukwa biyama. They will be removed from our midst. I will not stay in a country with people carrying Awosa blood and Awosa DNA. God forbid. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. And please, when you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your volume down, turn your systems down. And for those already asking me, why don't you need Awusa around you? Because if it was Chukwu Abiama's intention that I should be with Awusa people, he would have allowed them to come in and convert us into Islam. As simple as that. He wanted Yorubas to be with them. Yorubas are half is Islam, half is heaven knows what they are. Is it Shango or Shingo religion, whatever rubbish that they follow, that they call Christianity. People without brain. This is Radio Biafra. Our religion is Biafra, of course. Nothing more, nothing less. We must therefore proceed this very day to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, we must welcome you as always. Please tell your friends and your family. That is your responsibility and your duty as well. You must continue the ceaseless propagation of this very effort. Today we tweeted. Today was our tweet Tuesday. Not too many people are tweeting, but you have forgotten that Benjamin Onwuka is still in prison. That many Biafrans are still locked up. Ndo was mortgage. He mortgaged the souls and the blood of Biafrans in order to be able to go and be building hotels. Most of us have forgotten those who are in jail. And you keep asking yourself, oh, this Biafra, we have been struggling and nothing has happened. Our sister has joined me. This is Radio Biafra. She has joined me this very evening. Before we go to our news headlines, I want her to tell me what is exactly happening. Can you hear me?
Yes, well, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, dear friends and friends of Biafra.
Why is your voice low? Your voice was high before, now it has gone low. Why is that?
Yeah.
Maybe people are doing prayer and fasting, so you will not come. It is better now. Maybe, please go ahead. Your voice is better now. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. Yeah. Good evening, dear friends of Biafra. Thank you for tuning in to our radio this evening. As I always said, after listening to us, you will never be the same again. My name is Nnennaya Anya. I'm from Achara, Chiowa, in Arochukwu, Biafra land. First of all, I want to thank Chukwu Abiama for the successful opening of our embassy in Spain and the journey mercy granted to all those who travel to witness the event live. Director, thank you very much for the love you have for your people. This evening, after my act on the 18th of February, as regards non-payment of Biafran Defense Fund by the coordinators, today I will update the IPOB members worldwide to the stand. But before I continue, I must commend the following people. One, Fidelis Umazuruma Ejiogo. He is from Munster here in Germany. Actually, he phoned me on Thursday, the 26th of February, 2015.
My dear sister, why is your... Hold on. Your voice is not as clear as it used to be. It is not clear. It's not clear. Your voice is... Oh, when the
name Diego. I'll call back again, Director.
Please,
I'll call back again.
Please, they have won. Please try and call back. Some people are praying that our sister should give them more time. That appears to be the case. For good, I can't hear her very well. Exactly. People are saying that her voice is not clear. It is. It's unusual. Maybe we need to give them 1 or 2 days. Maybe that is why. Her voice was... For the very first time, her voice is not clear. Oh, my goodness me. this country called Biafra, this nation. Only if people can understand. Only if they can understand. Only if they can understand. The station across Delta is working. Enugu is working. I need confirmation in other places, please. I did promise something to happen today around Onitsha. What is happening? I understand that they're still working on it. They're still putting final touches to it, even as we speak. And before we finish this very evening, we are hoping it will come live and direct to the rest of the people who are in that part of Biafra land. Once again, we welcome you. And our sister, please go. And I don't know what is wrong. I do not understand, but she will come back to us. This is Radio Biafra. We will now proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, please. We are reporting this very evening, the third day of March 2015, non-payment of subsidy, looting of 12 billion. It is unbelievable. 12 billion domestic gas fund is the cause of fuel scarcity. Can you believe that? You know, when the people you call politicians, when they decide to steal money in the zoo, when Hausa, Fulani and Yoruba decide to steal money, they steal something reasonable. $12 billion earmarked for the domestic gas fund, that money is embezzled. There is something they call subsidy. And this evening, we will try to unravel. People calling in, you must tell us the meaning of subsidy, what you understand by subsidy. How can somebody import fuel into the zoo? They take away crude oil. They bring back only petrol. Within crude oil contains many derivatives. I mean, almost about six of them. Because from there you get kerosene. From there you get diesel. From there you get engine oil. From there you get bitumen. Everything, petrol, everything is there. Now, can you tell me the reason why those people, they take the crude oil, they sell it abroad, they only bring back one version of it, which is petrol. And then, as their ships also anchor, you pay them again. They take it to petrol station, and we also pay them. And you see, I've been struggling with this whole subsidy nonsense. I can't get my head around it. The government will pay somebody for bringing in petrol. And we also pay the same person at the pump for buying the petrol. Oh, I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. I don't get it. Anyway, non-payment of subsidy to people who import petrol because the zoo is an importer of petrol. And for those who don't know, the zoo also imports palm oil. Manani, Nigeria imports palm oil. I don't think you know that, do you? But today we are telling you, as we have been doing all along. Nigeria, the zoo, the zoological republic, being presided over by a zoologist in Jonathan, they import palm oil. And you want me to belong to such a lazy group of people? The only thing they know is to steal. That is the only thing good about the zoo. How to steal, how to defraud, how to commit crime. That is the only thing they know how to do. You import palm oil. Your consumption of world palm oil is 4%. You produce only 3%. There is a net deficit of 1%, which they import from Malaysia. And you want me to call them human beings? Oh, he's calling us. You are lower than a baboon. Monkey kage man, because you cannot reason. Your brain does not work. You are not a human being because your brain doesn't work. You may look like a human being with two hands and two legs. You may go to a zoo university and be given a certificate that is worthless. It doesn't make you an intelligent being at all. You are no, in fact, you are lower than a monkey. You import palm oil. People without shame. You call yourself a Nigerian, stupid people. Hopeless people. I don't even know why Chukwu Abiam bothered creating some people in the first place. I can't understand it. You pay somebody to bring in fuel. We also go to the pump, we pay them. Everything you pay them, and they become multi-billionaires overnight, having not worked hard for it. When there are children who will die before tomorrow morning because they drank dirty water this night. You're telling me you're a human? No, you are not. Who now want them mad? You people are not human at all. Non-payment of subsidy. You have fuel scarcity. The people you supply oil to, they don't have fuel scarcity. You that have the oil, that the oil is coming from the ground because you don't. They say Nigeria is an oil producing. You don't produce oil. Oil is a natural product. You only use the word produce in things that you have actually altered its process. You have not done anything. You dig up oil from the ground. That's all that is to it. You don't produce oil. Oil comes naturally. another bastardization of English language. People who are not educated claiming that they are. That is what makes you a monkey in the zoo called Nigeria. Fuel scarcity. Okonjo-Iweala and Jonathan have now approved to even pay the marketers more money. Somebody owns a tanker that carries petrol from the depot to their filling station. Why are you paying them? Does it mean that the petrol that they're going to sell, is it for free? Do they give it to people for free? We want the world to understand what is wrong with the zoo. Why no sensible person can ever want to be called a Nigerian? It is impossible. Impossible. You take money meant for schools, money meant for pensioners, money meant to be used to build second Niger Bridge. You take all this money and you give it to those who don't need it. In the name of subsidy. Subsidizing whom? You subsidize them when they bring it in and you also pay marketers. Have you heard of such rubbish before? The people importing it, it's called subsidy. You pay them subsidy. Those even carrying it in the tanker, you also pay them. We go to the pump, we also pay them. Hey, I don't understand it. I can't explain it. Maybe Angel Michael will, because I can't. This level of stupidity, I have never seen. I know that black people are useless, but I never knew the extent of the hopelessness. Hopelessness. These people are foolish. They can't reason at all. How can a country calling itself Nigeria, the zoo itself, you pay people to distribute petrol, but we pay them when we go to buy petrol. Who gets that money and for what purpose? They can't answer it, and they say the economists talking rubbish. Economists, my foot. Mad, mad, deranged people. Deranged people there. The zoo records 50 attacks on gas. At least that's the only good thing they're doing. Destroy all the pipelines. What is it there for? It doesn't serve any purpose. It doesn't do anything. There is no light. Most of you don't know you can use gas to actually generate electricity. Most of you don't know that you can use palm oil to generate electricity. Do you know that? Do you know you can convert palm oil to vegetable oil? Do you know that it's actually a residue, a byproduct of vegetable oil we can use to build roads? Do you know that? When Biafra comes, our roads will not be black in color. It will be gray. Not black. Where are we going to get it from? From palm oil. People don't know what they have around them. That was why the Caucasians, the Europeans, were able to master their environment and colonize the whole world. Because they managed to alter their environment. We are still very primitive, honestly speaking. Very, very primitive. Collectively as a group. I am not talking about individually. Collectively, we are very, very backward. The zoo records 50 attacks on gas pipelines. Please continue attacking those. Because that's the only thing sensible about the oil and gas industry. Destroy the pipelines. That is the best thing you can do. Cripple the zoo and it falls on its knees. Useless, hopeless country created by Lucifer. 58 police officers with families thrown out of their quarters. These are the people guarding politicians. These are the people guarding the senators and the House of Reps members. House of Reps members will get 8.35 billion, you know. 8.35 billion. How about the police, the Olopa that is guarding them? Hey, education, lack of knowledge is very, very bad. You are going to be kicked out of your quarters, but your oga has accommodation allowance and housing allowance, and you're guarding him. Eh? He gets accommodation allowance and housing allowance, which doesn't make any sense. It's another, you know, avenue to defraud, because both are the same thing. You, the policeman, standing outside, answering, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, or gas, sir, and all that rubbish. You and your families are about to be thrown out and made homeless. What do you think your gun is for? Turn it on this bloated buffoon and kill the idiots. Kill them. And your lives will be better. You're answering, Oga, and your children will be homeless. Then when they see us on the street, they say, oh, please, Oga, help me, sir. I'm hungry. Look at my child. But your husband is a police officer, isn't it? Guarding the Speaker of the House, of Senator, whatever nonsense they call themselves. Whatever rubbish you answer as names. To the Nigerian army, the Nigerian police, your problem is not Boko Haram. Your problem is that just those politicians you're seeing around you. Kill all of them and your lives will be better. Turn your guns against them and kill them. They can't do anything. Are they going to call police to arrest you? You are the police. If you kill all of them in one day, they cannot even come up to do anything because they're all dead anyway. And as you're doing that, you also add one or two judges in between because they are even more corrupt than the politicians. And then you get a very good country. Every country in the world that is civilized now went through the same thing. There was a time they killed all their corrupt people. That Ghana was doing well before the Awasa man came, John Mahama, is because Rawlings killed all the bad people. It's so simple. It's a very simple, natural logic. If you want to progress in life, kill all the bad people around you. That's all. You're carrying a gun. You're going to be made homeless. But the man has furniture allowance, travel allowance, constituency allowance, miscellaneous expenditure allowance, accommodation allowance, housing allowance, boys' quarter allowance, gate man allowance. But you're about to be made homeless. And you're a policeman. You people are mad, honestly speaking. Fuel scarcity worsens in Lagos as long queues return at petrol filling station only in the zoo. They export oil, but they have fuel scarcity because people want more money. A country steeped in fraud, the most fraudulent country in the whole world. So fraudulent, even Anoma Anonimo Kohia is also a fraudster. Everybody is a thief. Ndiyoshi. Criminals and vagabonds. Left, right, and center. Ndiyoshi. Ndiyama. Everywhere. They cannot tell the truth. Because of that, they think every other person cannot tell the truth. But we have come to defile them. We have come to tell them that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. That Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. I say it out in the open. The lies are open. Face to face. Igbo men gossip, that is true. It is in their nature. The only thing missing is elili. Egusi. Igbo men, these are grown up men. When you hear them here gossip, Igbo men, you marvel. That is what I'll be doing now. When I'm going to see an Igbo man, I take a cup of egusi and I give him to be opening the egusi. That's all they can do. There is no petrol where they come from. There is no electricity. The schools are no good either. People are suffering. Their relatives are in the police. They're about to be made homeless. Whereas the senator that guarding is about to double his accommodation allowance. These people don't reason. Heaven knows they don't. There is something wrong with them. And here on Radio Biafra, and we will cure them of all these diseases. Illness. Not by our strength, of course, but by the grace of heaven. Because their brains will need to open to receive this very gospel that is being preached here. For their own good, so that they can be well. So that it can be well with them. If at all they understand it, if at all they do, please, Chukwu Abiama, have mercy on their soul. You can see how ignorant they are. Very, very ignorant. Accommodation allowance, housing allowance, one person. Nobody has ever challenged that nonsense to say, how can you pay accommodation allowance and also pay housing allowance? What is the difference between accommodation and housing? Can somebody please tell me? Anyway, they went to school in the zoo. What do you expect? When your lecturer is a baboon, what do you expect? Nupeng reveals the culprits behind current fuel scarcity in the zoo. From Jonathan to the last person, everybody is a thief and a rogue. So what do you expect? How will you have something when there are... They say scientists have now traced the strains of HIV virus to gorillas in Cameroon. Hey, scientists trace the strains of so the virus that causes HIV. They say they have now traced it to Cameroon. Hell, what can I say? But please, for your information, I don't know. There is a movie star called Rock Hudson in America. I think he also acted with Marilyn Monroe, one of the, I think Some Like It Hot. I don't know if it was in Some Like It. I can't quite remember. Rock Hudson died of HIV AIDS. Rock Hudson was a homosexual. Rock Hudson never went to the Congo, never went to Africa, never came into contact with a baboon, with an ape, chimpanzee in Cameroon. But Rock Hudson died of HIV AIDS. And when Rock Hudson died of HIV AIDS, nobody knew what the illness was all about. All of a sudden, miraculously, they have traveled all over the world, all the rainforests of the world, and the only place they were able to find this baboon with HIV is in Cameroon. Hey, my goodness me. Please, for goodness sake, HIV was manufactured in American laboratory. It's a concocted disease. I have the paperwork. There was a very serious, a grand inquiry regarding the alteration when they were playing with microbes, trying to alter it genetically. They were asking the man, why are you carrying out banned experimental work with microbes? They were actually trying to make virus become very sensible and very cunning. The same thing with the particular strain that causes HIV AIDS. HIV AIDS was manufactured in America as another tool to deplete world population. This is not a conspiracy theory, because mankind has been on this very earth for how many years? So how come out of all those years, there was no transition from a primate to a human being? All of a sudden, there is. Anyway, we are Africans. What do we know? In this COG, if they give us foreign aid, we take, don't we? If they give us HIV, we must also take. The zoo is the second fastest growing market for private jets in the whole world. That's your politician, you see. Oh, another 4 more years. He's our man. He is going. They're using the money to buy private jets. A country that is so poor, yet everybody is buying private jets. And people are hailing them. You know, up you. You're doing well, politician. You're our man. You know, sometimes I just sit and look at our people. I just observe them. I was near Head Bridge in Onitsha, and I came out of the car. I was looking at human beings, and I'm thinking, Chukwu Abiama, why don't you give them mobility, just common sense, a little one? Peter Obi is our man. The same man that killed your children and dumped them inside the Zoo River is your man. Because, they did not kill your son. That is why. Nigeria is the second fastest growing market for private jets. And also, they say that they expect their GDP to with this money doubling. I thought this man went to school. And nobody should refer to our sister as Okonjo-Iweala, because Nnennaya is educated, not this woman. How can you double the economy by 2019 election? You will double it. How? By doing money doubling. I remember somebody telling us when we were in secondary school that we should bring our school pocket money, our boarding fees, that he will do money doubling for us. And I asked him, why don't you double the one you have first and then become a millionaire so you can help all of us if that is what you want to do? He said, it doesn't work like that. Because Okonjo-Iweala is trying to double the money as they did before. Remember, they told you that it is the fastest economy in the world, 26th. I don't even know why anybody will go to that place and take them seriously. Mad people. NNPC, we are owing marketers. Even NNPC has joined in the fraud. Every institution is fraudulent. Everybody is a thief. Every parastatal, every government ministry full of criminals. Everywhere thieves. There is a program I said I'll run for 6 hours, and I intend to do so at least in maximum in the next 2 weeks. I'll run it. And because here in Yende Bunu Nemana Lagos, now Wolf. Igbo people. Oh my goodness me. I will tell you what they're doing. And then you will understand why Biafra is needed as quickly as possible. Unpaid salaries, we are reporting this evening. Benue lawmakers disagree over summons of Suswam aides. They disagree. They are summoning them. a politician is sitting down in his office with green, white, green flag behind him with his private jet at the nearest airport, relaxing, you know. Meanwhile, pensioners are dying. Pensioners are dying of hunger. You use their money to go and buy a private jet. The money belonging to people, to gun, that money they are not going to buy jet. They can't even afford keke napep. They want to use it to go and buy salt and pepper to mix with water to swallow garri. They cannot eat. Because their money, you have used it to go and buy a private jet. And people want us to stay in the same country with you people. You must be dreaming. Since why I'm unpaid workers there, they have private jets, yet they have unpaid workers. Military approach not enough to conquer Boko Haram, according to the UN. We have reported on this before. Otedola joins Dangote Adenuga on Forbes' richest list. There is no Igbo man here. There is no Biafran in the richest list in the world. I hope, Niger Delta, you are listening, South, South, Southeast, South, 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 Delta, Niger, Delta, whatever name you wish to call yourselves. I want all of us to remember this. People need to understand this. When this whole problem started, Yoruba came to you, Hausa came to you, Igbo man is your problem, but today I want you to name one billionaire from South, South. And don't say Etiebet. Etiebet is an errand boy. If you want, I will name his oga for you. In Hausa. He's not rich. He is an errand boy. I mean errand boy. You have Otedola. You have Dangote. You have Adenuga. Forbes world richest men. The list they made. Niger Delta. Anyone from there? The answer is no. Of course, we know that in Igbo land there is nothing. We know that for sure. We make noise, we don't have anything. That is a fact of life. All man can run, you know, we and our families, yes, but to come out and say you're a big shot, no, you don't have the money. Buhari told Rocha Sokrocha, ask Rocha Sokrocha. If you're close to him, ask him this thing I'm saying now. Rocha Sokrocha said he wants to run for presidency. Buhari said to him, the budget of Imo State for 2 years cannot afford to rent a jet to fight presidential campaign. Am I making any sense here? We are not rich. Biafran people are not rich. We don't have any multi-billionaire to make it to. But Yoruba that don't produce anything in the economy. Hausa, the only thing they have is sand and flies. Look at today, they are part of the richest men in the world. Why are they rich? Biafran oil. You that are the Biafran people, do you have a multi, in fact, do you even have a millionaire in pounds or dollars? The answer is no. Yeah, I don't even think you do. And you say you don't want to Biafra. Because we don't want to cooperate with them. If you don't now, there will be many more Hausa billionaires, many more Yoruba billionaires. None will come from the South, South. There will be none from the Southeast. Now, out of all these people, who are the fools? You people are the fools. Because they know that if South, South and Southeast comes together to lock into one, nobody can come in. You have your own billionaires. It is better for me that somebody from Degema is a billionaire than Dangote being a billionaire. It is better for me that somebody from Wari is a multi-billionaire than somebody from Sokoto. It is better for me that somebody from Eket is a multi-billionaire than somebody from Damaturu. It is common sense. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know this. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know all of this. Police recover large cache of illegal arms. Of course, the zoo is even illegal. So if you get illegal arms, it shouldn't surprise anybody at all. NNPC to import 1 billion liters of petrol in March. People without shame. They now even announce it. We are going to... So all that crude oil that goes away, what is it meant for? Your refineries, what is it there for? I keep asking this question, nobody wants to answer. You have refineries in Kaduna, in Wari, two in Port Harcourt. What are those refineries for? Refinery means to refine. Refine what? Crude oil into petrol. 4 refineries, yet you are importing 1 billion liters of petrol in March you have budgeted for, so that you and your friends can steal money, so you can buy more private jets, and the poor people, the downtrodden, don't want to follow her, they will keep dying. the wickedness of black people against black people. There is no white man in sight, mind you. There is no white man. Before you blame a white man, there is none. All black people doing this to themselves. Evil, wicked people there. Evil and wicked. We must continue. We need to continue. FHA begins transformation of first act. Everybody is revamping their city. They are building new cities in Kano. They are reviving Abuja. They are now going to revive first act. Is there any part of Biafra land being revived? They don't even have electricity in the oil-producing areas. So we produce our oil, our lands are polluted, our women are suffering, they are diseased, they are dying, they can't even plant anything. And that money is being used to refurbish Abuja, to refurbish Lagos, and to build the cities in Kano. Are people following what we are saying? Are they understanding what we are talking about? Are they following it? Maybe they will not be able to follow, but we shall continue. Ahmed promises pensioners regular payment because there is none already. And now the news in greater detail. We must speed things up. We need to speed it up. The APC or AFC, Iwuronya Awosa is AFC. The All Progressives Congress, AFC, as they will say in Awosa land, has said the real cause of the debilitating fuel scarcity across the zoo is the looting of the $12 billion domestic gas fund under President Goodluck Jonathan's watch, as well as the administration's failure to pay fuel subsidy and the cost of interest on bank loans to oil marketers, thus making it impossible for them to begin another round of importation of refined petroleum products. This is what is coming out of the mouth of people that went to primary school. I never said secondary school or university. And what I find astonishing is this. They don't feel any shame. A politician, APC, is standing up and saying the reason why nothing is happening is because the money meant for importation of fuel is not to import fuel. You have four refineries. Four, not one, not two, not three, but four refineries. You still import petrol from outside. Lord God, have mercy on these people. Sometimes I see this work I do as punishment. I must have done something wrong to deserve this. I must have, honestly speaking. To deserve this punishment. How can I be amongst people where, if you look right, people appear not to be able to reason? Nobody can even ask APC or PDP. All these four refineries here in Oné, where these useless refineries are in the zoo. There is one in Wari. There is one in Kaduna. Delay pipeline from Biafra land all the way to refinery in Kaduna. They still import fuel. Are you telling me such people are normal in the brain, that they are human beings? You must be joking. If you tell me they are human beings, they can never be. Four refineries, they still import petrol only in the zoo. And now, let us see the solution of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and Jonathan to the fuel scarcity. Unbelievable. This thing is making me sick. This type of news is beginning to affect my health, honestly speaking. It's making me sick. Maybe some other people need to take over the job I'm doing. This type of news can make you go mad because you are thinking this, what they are doing is actually impossible to do. It is impossible for somebody that produces crude oil to go and be importing refined petrol. But in the zoo, it is possible. So you begin to ask yourself, maybe am I getting it wrong? Am I going mad? Are things okay? But that is a fact. They import petrol. Telling me there is fuel scarcity. What fuel scarcity? If you go and rupture any of the pipes now, you will see petrol inside it. Clean petrol is there. Black people are just wicked. Very, very... God in heaven. Have pity on these people. Black people, pity them. Black. Pity them. As part of the measures to ease the crippling fuel scarcity across the zoo, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy and Minister of Finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, has approved that the sovereign debt note, whatever that rubbish means, sovereign debt note. Can somebody tell me what rubbish that is all about? Sovereign debt note be payable on March 30th to all oil marketers. They put in all these big, big meaningless words to confuse all of you. That is why you need Radio Biafra. Sovereign debt note be payable. What they are saying is that they need to pay them in Naira and not in dollar anymore, because they have stolen the $12 billion meant for this very work. They are saying to them, we are no longer going to pay you in dollars, we pay you in Naira. Instead of them to say, we are going to pay you in Naira, they say, it's sovereign debt notes. Sovereign debt note. They are trying to be very posh. They are trying to use economic slang to confuse people. Enwenyinakunkwana village, that's a sovereign debt note. What's a sovereign debt note to some permanent tapper in the village? What does that mean? Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, sovereign debt note. What does that mean to a permanent tapper in the village? You talk as if you're addressing investors on Wall Street in New York. Mad people. They said they're going to pay them and they should release all the stinking filthy Naira. As I said, I have some Naira with me. I want to take it to the lab to see how many diseases it's capable of carrying. Every 1,000 Naira note is the habitat of many bacteria and virus. Every type that you want is there. Go to a lab and ask them to do a test on one note. On this thing. The 20 Naira that is like plastic is far more healthier to handle. This other one, they have the 1,000. Go and check it. You see the amount of disease, germs that is on the note. They want to unleash it on the people to pay your marketers, whatever that rubbish means. Police officers are going to be thrown out of their homes. No fewer than 58 police officers and their families have been thrown out. In fact, they've been thrown out already, in fact, in Lagos at the police college band quarters in Ikeja. You know, since 7 months ago, they're now homeless. If you're, oh, I'm protecting our guy, park well, clear well, our guy is coming. Now you're homeless. You are homeless, policeman. You are homeless. Your guy even is going to buy a brand new jet. And we leave them. We leave all these criminals that are flying in their brand new jets, using our own money to intimidate us. Somebody is using your money to intimidate you, and you agree. That means you're a fool. That is why there has to be a revolution. That is why Biafra has to come. And all these people, they will have to die, all of them. Wherever they run to, if they like, let them run to Timbuktu, we'll find them. Wherever they run to, we'll find them. We will find them. Eventually, we'll find them. Mad people, they are. You have now thrown away the police officers. They are now on the street with their families. But you collect accommodation allowance, you collect. It will not touch them to say, oh, these people, they are suffering. I have so much money. Let me not buy another private jet. Let me use this money or tell or persuade the government to provide adequate accommodation for police officers. They won't do it. They will never do it. Instead, in their private jets, buying even more and buying houses abroad and opening bank accounts abroad. And they tell you, one Nigeria, walk, mad people. Fuel scarcity worsens in Lagos. Fuel scarcity worsened on Monday in Lagos as long queue of motorists disturbed the free flow of traffic in some minor and major roads, according to the news agency of the zoo. They monitored the sale of petroleum products in Lagos and they reported that most of the filling stations remained shut. From Bega bus stop to Fadeyi area along the popular Ikorodu Road, only Corn Oil at Onigbanu and Owando at Fadeyi were open and selling petrol to motorists. Everywhere else, there is no. Why is there no petrol? Somebody wants to see people suffer. That is the thing about black people I don't understand. Why do you people always love seeing other people suffer? That is the question that every black person, like asking us to start action when you have not paid your defense fund. We didn't call for defense fund. They're saying start action, because these idiots thought we have collected billions around the world. That's what they thought. Oh, who knows how much they must have collected? Let's start action now. Some of them went into business, into buying and selling. Black people love seeing other black people suffer. I want to know why. The same thing happens in America. Black people prefer to kill fellow black people than to kill white people. Can you work that out? Anyway, we continue. The Nigerian Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, NUPEN, has called on the Minister of Finance, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, to intervene in the current fuel crisis in the zoo. It is the intervention of the minister that can adequately solve the problem. She is one who promised the marketers in February that in March their outstanding subsidy amounting to $264 billion will be paid. The government is paying a group of people $264 billion. The next question is, what for? They say it's fuel subsidy. I don't get it. So when we go to the tap to go or go to the filling station to go and fill up, don't we pay? Don't people pay to fill up? Okay, people pay. Now, who gets that money? The same marketers as well? The more I think about this, the more confused I become. Marketers. Government will pay you, motorists will pay you, and then you can buy private jet and buy flats and houses in London, and your kids will be training in Switzerland, private schools. And then you come out and say, we love Nigeria. Don't break our country. Of course, if every thief is in your position, nobody will want their loot taken away from them. But they have come to that end. Biafra must come. Scientists trace strains of HIV virus to Cameroon. Two of four strains of the virus that can cause AIDS come from gorillas in South... Two of four strains of the virus that can cause AIDS come from gorillas in southwestern Cameroon. An international team of scientists, surprise, surprise, they are all from United States of America. The people that manufactured AIDS, HIV. In American military laboratory, they manufactured HIV. Now they have come to Cameroon. They say, oh, we're bringing you aid, you know. Your education, you need money, maybe $1 million. You need water in the... They have gone to the nearest bush and looked for a monkey and put it in the monkey. It is here now. Americans. Oh, my God in heaven. Not every American, I hasten to add. The majority of Americans are wonderful, great people. There is a satanic minority. Satanic, when you know. Looking for people to devour and to kill. They manufacture all these diseases in America because you must spend money to go and purchase the drugs. And the worst thing that they do, these pharmaceutical companies, is that they manufacture all these diseases, they give it to people, and they have the cure, but they can never give you the cure. They keep managing it. Let's manage it. If you take this drug, 15 tablets every day, your life will be prolonged by another 2 or 3 weeks. But they have the cure. Man, I don't get it. I don't get it. That's why it's in Cameroon. Cameroon chimpanzee gave us. The HIV jumped from Cameroon into the body of Rock Hudson. Google his name, Rock, R-O-C-K, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, like the River Hudson. Rock Hudson, how did he die? He died of HIV AIDS. Did he travel to Cameroon? I ask American scientists, the answer is no. They think we are daft. They didn't count on Radio Biafra coming, did they? They thought it's NTA. You know that sound they make when NTA wants to come on? Oh, let me show what. Fire destroys three-story building in Lagos. Of course, it will be an Igbo show-up. And then Yoruba will say there are displaced persons in Lagos. So give us money from Abuja. Everybody is a fraudster. A three-story building in Idumota area of Lagos was destroyed by fire on Monday. Of course, if it's Idumota, it's Igbo buying and selling shop, isn't it? The fire also destroyed property worth millions of naira. According to reports, the fire started from the third floor of the building and spread rapidly to other parts of it. The Lagos State Fire Service and National Emergency Management Agency confirmed the development. Anywhere now that is fire, you see, National Emergency Management Agency. What is the job of NEMA? To look for displaced people. Every fire is not a displaced person. So why is NEMA? Because Yorubas walking inside NEMA, they want to cut a deal. People are not following, are they? There are Yorubas walking inside NEMA, National Emergency Management Agency, and they are determined for some of that Boko Haram money to come to Yoruba land. They will burn shops, Igbo shops, of course. to get the money. And these are Yoruba now. They will get it. It is quite funny that Oluwole never gets burnt. You know where they forged, where Abiola forged the check of ITT that gave him his millions that he later became a billionaire with. You know where Tinubu goes to forge certificates to say he went to Chicago University. Hey, the place is called Oluwole in Lagos. Why is it that Oluwole never gets burnt? It's always Igbo shops that are burning. Idumota is full of Igbo people. All the home movie, that rubbish, the concert, it's not a movie. That's where they sell them. At Idumota. Isn't it? Igbo is they are burning down the shops. He will travel again and import 4 containers from China. According to African Business Aviation Association, whatever that means, the zoo has more private jets than South Africa and is only second to China globally. Only China has more private jets. The zoo, they have more private jets in the zoo called Nigeria than even in the United States of America. Those that actually make the aircraft. Only China has more. Chukwu Abiyama, have mercy. It's unbelievable. The zoo gross domestic product, the GDP of the zoo called Nigeria, has been projected to hit 1.56 trillion by 2019 when the next general election will be in the front burner once again. This indicates, surprise, surprise, these are their words, not mine, that the GDP would have almost doubled from this year's size, all things being equal. So, if from 2015 to 2019 the GDP doubled, how come it hasn't doubled from 1970? For the past 40 years, there's something called flatlining. The economy has more or less flatlined. It's not growing that much anyway. So, if it hasn't grown in 40 years, how come all of a sudden, between now and 2019, it will double? I don't know what is wrong with that woman. She loves doubling numbers. You know, double things up. It will double. You are importing fuel. You can't even distribute your own fuel. So, which sector of the economy? This is what I expect sensible, economic correspondents of newspapers to be asking. Which sector of the economy do you think will grow to make up this double-digit growth you're talking about? And she ran away. One question only. Considering the plight of the economy, that we are more or less a consumer economy, which part of the economy do you envisage will grow so much? They say oil prices are falling. The zoo currency, Naira, is falling. So how can you double the economy in 4 years? I don't understand it. If you go to Babalawo, to Dibia, native doctor, that's the only way you can double it, isn't it? You go to Ugwu Zion, whichever one it is. NNPC, we are owing marketers. Okonjo-Iweala is owing the marketers. Even NNPC is also saying that. Everybody is owing them, and we are also owing them, these marketers. I want to be one of them, a marketer. What a name. Following the federal government's intervention, Petroleum Products Pricing Regulatory Agency, they have all these useless quangos everywhere. All these useless quangos. This one is called Petroleum Product Pricing Regulatory Agency. The executive secretary is Farouk Ahmed, of course, Hausa man, who else? Yesterday said that the coordinating minister for the economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, has approved that the sovereign debt note be payable on March 30th to all oil. So this very man, one person is going to distribute nearly 250 billion this month. One human being, Onyawosa. That amount of money. All the rich men, so-called, in Biafra land, the south, southeast, they don't have it. But one hour, some man will be counting it. And in the process, he will make about 2 billion. Because they will tell you, if you want your own to come fast now, you know what to do. So you say, okay, take 50 million from there. By the end of the day, our man would have made nearly 2 to 3 billion from it. And you're still running around saying, an Igbo man is your problem. Our people are strange. But we are here to educate, to inform our people, and to enlighten them. Unpaid salaries in Benue. Lawmakers disagree over summons of Suswam's aides. Barely a week after the Benue State House of Assembly asked Governor Gabriel Suswam's aides to offer valid come and tell us why salaries are owed to workers. You have a private jet. You are the governor. Yet, there are no salaries to pay the people. So, you buying yourself a private jet is more important than paying people their salary. And people are not doing anything. I expect people to be angry. When you see a politician, you set them on a war hacker. These people confusing you, telling you it's our dispensation, it's the turn of my village. Oh my goodness. Burn them down. Those people are worse than Lucifer. The Ekwensuana Huanya is a politician. They are the devil that you can actually see and touch. Devil. If they live, as I told you before, you die. Are they not dying in Benue? Are people not dying in Benue? Are they being paid their salary? The answer is no. Where do you expect them to get the money? They will sell their children. At least the Igbos amongst them will sell their own kids to try and eat and feed. Then after 2-3 months, they will look for another child to sell as well before they now go into armed robbery proper. Reiterating his condemnation of Boko Haram attacks in the northeastern part of the zoo, United Nations Secretary General Mr. Ban Ki-moon has said that he was convinced that military approach alone could not counter the Boko Haram insurgency in the zoo and its neighboring countries. According to Ban Ki-moon, not fighting alone, give Boko Haram what they want, give them Sharia law, give them 72 virgins in heaven, give them anything they ask for, including the oil fields of Biafra land, and then they will stop. But that is rubbish because Biafra is going to go its own way. Forbes is an American magazine that publishes the list of rich people around the world. Yesterday, they released their annual guide to that special class of rich people, the billionaires around the globe for the year 2015. The zoo energy tycoon, Femi Otedola. Femi Otedola is a Yoruba man. He's an oil tycoon, but is there oil in Yoruba land? The answer is no. Then I'm waiting to hear about an oil tycoon from Biafra land. Is there any? That says no. But a Yoruba man, the same Yoruba man that came to Niger Delta and told them, Igbo man is your problem. He is a billionaire based on the oil from Nembe, from Okrika, based on the oil from Okwa. They are making money from all of us. And we are there looking at each other. You're my problem. I'm not Igbo. I'm Igbo. I'm not Igbo. I speak only Igbo. They are taking your everything you have. Yoruba man Otedola is an oil tycoon. There is no oil in Yoruba land. He's an oil tycoon. People cannot reason properly. People can't reason very well. They came to us and they told you, Ijo is the never. That history book that they read, they didn't read to the extent where they said that Ezon itself came from Uri as well. From Uri. That's where they come from. All of us are from the same place. Everybody is from one family. They will not tell you that. Oh, can't you see that Igbo man? He has a house at Mile 4, Diob. He is your enemy. But the Yoruba man telling you this thing is a billionaire based on oil gotten from Igwach. Based on oil gotten from Eleme, from Ogoniland. But they come to Ogoniland and they tell you that an Igbo man is your problem. Is there any Ogoni person who is a billionaire? Otedola is a Yoruba man. And I keep asking, is there oil in Yoruba land? The answer is no. Now you see why they tell you that an Igbo man is your problem. Can you see the reason why? So they can continue being rich. Until you open your eyes. And you can see clearly and properly. To understand that only Biafra can save you. Only Biafra. I mean, the whole of Biafra, not half and half, can save you. Everything else is rubbish. Large cache of illegal arms recovered, according to, is it Lagos police or is it a Lorin police? Let us try and find out. The police have recovered a large cache of arms from unauthorized individuals following the recent order of the Inspector General of the Zoo, Suleiman Abba. The first spokesman, Emmanuel Ojukwu, disclosed this in an interview with the news agency of the zoo. This idiot is always talking, Ojukwu. I don't know what is wrong with him. Let's go to proper news. The zoo is illegal, so illegal arms should be borne by people as well, because the police are also illegal. Everything in the zoo is illegal, including civil defense. NNPC to import 1 billion liters of petrol in March. They are not even ashamed to say it. That is what surprises me. Anyway, the NNPC is to import 1 billion liters of petrol in March. So if NNPC is importing the petrol, who are these marketers then that we are paying money to? NNPC will import 1 billion liters. The same NNPC a while ago is telling us that they want to pay marketers. Somebody is in Egukojoreba. No, NNPC imports the petrol. So who are these marketers then? Oh, I forgot. One more. Ghost marketers. So the money goes into the pockets of all the politicians. Oh my God. NNPC will import petrol and NNPC will pay marketers for importing petrol, because if NNPC doesn't pay marketers, there will be fuel scarcity. But who are these marketers? I keep asking. If it is NNPC importing the, and NNPC is a government parastatal, who are the marketers? Hey, this is taking fraud to a new level. They are renovating Festac, a place called Gwarimpa Estate, also in Abuja. Everywhere is getting rehabilitated and refurbished under the federal government's urban renewal initiative. Jonathan is the president. Is there any urban renewal initiative happening anywhere in Biafra land? I ask. Simple question. A very simple question. Yes, Jonathan, you are revamping Lagos, you are revamping Abuja. Is there any town in Biafra land, any city that you are revamping? The answer is no. And people say they want to go and vote. Mad, mad people. No wonder people are so poor and wretched at home. And I won't give them any money anymore. I used to do that before. If you like, beg from now to, I won't give a dime. I won't give. I will not give. You people are foolish. You want to vote Jonathan? Then let him feed you now. Let Jonathan give you food to eat. Mad people. Jonathan is revamping Lagos. Jonathan is revamping Abuja. Is he revamping Okrika? Is Jonathan revamping Yenagoa? Is Jonathan revamping Wari? How about Asaba? Is it getting a facelift? Okay, Onitsha is in need of it. Is Jonathan revamping Onitsha? He can't even build a bridge. Talk less of revamping a town. But Lagos is getting it. Abuja, billion. Our people don't understand. They don't reason. That concludes our news today, because we don't want to go into the pensioners because nobody pays them. They are dying of hunger, which is why the politicians, all of them, should be shot dead, in my own opinion. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and our lines are open. And I presume that the barrister will return to me to give us his views and his understanding of the news we are presenting today before we open our lines, in which case I will also be at liberty to say that right now, this very minute, that our lines are now open. If you call us, we will take your call. We are also on Viber. We are on Tango, and Radio Biafra is essentially everywhere. Let us go back to the line and see who is there. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I'm back again.
Thank you very much. Your voice is very, very clear. But when your voice was bad before, I said maybe heaven is telling us that you shouldn't make that announcement this evening. So we are calling it off. We call it off. I have called it off already, my dear sister. You will give us updates on monthly contribution by tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We called it off because her voice wasn't very clear, which is, I don't know, we call it spiritual indication that we shouldn't, that we should give people some more time, and we intend to do so anytime soon. The deadline will be on Saturday of this week. Deadline Saturday of this week, please. Note that. The barrister has come back to me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Please go ahead.
Director, thanks for the news. Thanks for the news as always. Subsidy. Director, a big shame. You mentioned about four refineries and what is happening, because they are not working. That is what is happening in Danzo, director. They are not working. Four refineries. And the zoo are proud to say they will import. Director, anyway, I leave it there. The America, and the way they do things, the way... Anyway, you said it. Do you know that about 10 years ago, they started rumoring that HIV came from Congo? The chimpanzees in Congo, director.
That is correct. That is the same as Congo. The same monkey.
You have memory.
The same monkey. The same monkey from Congo. But it's the same monkey. That monkey has now traveled from Congo to Cameroon.
I'm very sure. To Cameroon.
To come into Biafra land and then travel all the way to Togo. Who knows? The same monkey.
Director, we keep hold of news. It might take 20 years. We will remember what we hear. They keep playing with Africa. Africa, director. Of course, most of the time you say it is our problem. But then again, I argue that most of it are not our problem, director. We are at our own peace. And a visitor came to you, rerouted your system, changed whatever belongs to you. And of course, you can blame yourself to an extent because they are long gone. They are long gone. But don't forget, when Britain left the zoo, they handed over Biafra to the House of Fulani Boko Haram, and they are still holding us all to today. So you can argue they have not left you alone. Not that they haven't.
At all.
So anybody can tell you that the zoo is not being propelled by the zoo alone. It's been propelled by the same Lugard and his family who are still holding on to the profits coming from our land. A Yoruba man, a billionaire. And there is no oil in Yoruba land. How is that man a billionaire? Anyway, all we do is just to put some icing on the cake, because when you speak, when you give the news, you've done everything. All I come to do here is to seconder, to make known what you have already said, to make it more prominent, more obvious. Because you read as you explain as you analyze. That is why Radio Biafra is completely different. We don't paper over issues. We don't gloss over it. We explain it practically, emphatically, the way it should be understood. And that is why Radio Biafra is generating multitude of listeners. And we appreciate it. Director, I will beg you once again, do not send our people, those who have not paid their dues. They have to pay it, director. Give them time, give them the final time. They have to pay it. I know it's not easy for a lot of people, that it is not easy for them. Give them another opportunity. You'll find out some more people will pay, rather than to ask them to run away. Those who are paying it will suffer most, because at the end, they will come in and tell you they are Biafrans. Director, please make them to pay it. Don't give them an easy excuse or easy escape. It's not easy, but they have to pay it.
Barrister, heaven knows is Saturday. Saturday, our sister will prepare her line. Saturday, she will come here to talk about it. And I have given them the time I'm giving from now till Saturday is to resign. If you can't afford it, please resign and be a floor member. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen, because, barrister, the difficulties we had in the past were from those that never contributed one dime. They caused the most problem. I can tell you that. I don't want that to continue. Please,
that is true. Director, there was a quiz you put yesterday. In fact, when I was trying to get back to you, your line was engaged and the time was running out. You were closing. You were asking our people if anybody knows the answer of the animal we call Kura. I said, director, I'm an animal man that watches animals.
Are you an animal rights activist?
Animal rights campaigner. Director, Kura is hyena. That is what Kura is.
That is very easy. Barrister, what is a bicycle?
Sorry?
What is a bicycle in Igbo language?
Igbo.
What is it? What do you mean by Igwe? Igwe is iron. What do you mean by Igwe?
Igwe is bicycle, director. You might have a different name.
No, it's not about having a different name. There is a name for it. Igwe is metal. Igwe is iron. If you go, oh my, you might hear Mbazigwe, Ejeguji. You know what is Mbazigwe?
Mm-hmm.
It's Igwe, isn't it? Any iron is Igwe. machine, yes. Igwe. What is the name of a bicycle, the bespoke name? It is not Igwe. Igwe is a generic name. You call any machine, your handset can be Igwe. Anything that is a machine is Igwe. What is a bicycle, please?
Director, this is what I was told. I cannot profess more than I do know.
But it's not correct. Igwe is not. Igwe is a generic name we call people.
Director, tell me, what is it?
I will not tell you. It's a quiz. It's out there. Not yet, no.
Not yet,
I will reveal it tomorrow. You have stolen the thunder. Some people got it right. It's a quiz, of course.
What is a quiz, Director?
What is a bicycle? Yeah. In Igbo language, No. It's just like a mobile phone. That's not Igwe. Igwe Oku. Equenti. Okay. No, I don't believe in that. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Yes, go ahead.
I will stand by.
You will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself. I have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hear you, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I am Cornelius, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Cornelius, who? What is your surname?
My surname is Dison.
Okay. Thank you very much. And where are you from? Where do you come from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo do you come from?
I'm from Nigeria.
I come
from Cross River State.
From Cross River?
Yes.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, I have been calling this Radio Biafra for a very long time and it's not picking today. Unfortunate that I'm speaking with you directly. And please, may I know the topic on board for my contribution?
You can. So, it means you have not been listening. Is that correct? Do we take it that you have not been listening and following us live? Is that correct?
Yes, you're right.
Do you have access? You're calling us with Skype, which means you have access to the internet. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you have access to the internet, please note down the following address. www.ipob.org. ipob.org.
Okay.
If you go there, the same place you got these very contact details, you'll be able to see how to listen to Radio Biafra. In fact, go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. How can I listen to Radio Biafra? The answers are there. You need to listen to us before you can comment. I cannot call BBC and ask BBC, by the way, what are you discussing? Can I just join? No, you don't do that. You go and listen and then you come back. I have made a note of your name. You are from Cross River. You are part of us. At least you want to belong. Come back to us, having listened for about half an hour, and then you will be able to participate.
It's okay.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Can you see he's not arguing? He's from Efik. I said, tell me what is the topic of the day. If you don't listen, we cannot tell you. Please understand that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down and give us your
name. I want to do it. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thank you, sir. I have been listening to Radio Biafra, and this is my second time of calling. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Igwe. I based in Austria, but I come from Ebonyi State, from Okukuluku government area.
Thank you.
In the zoo, in the Biafra land, or in the zoo or something.
It's part of the zoo.
I didn't want to comment with what you said. You said you were praying and asking Chukwu Abiam to actually help the black or something like that. And I want to tell you, I've been telling people most of the time, whenever I go for evangelism, by the grace of God, I'm a preacher of the gospel.
Yes.
And I like what you are doing. And last time I called each and everybody that said he or she is an apostle or a prophet to join you, because actually you are a man of God. You don't need to go to church or open church just like the Yorubas before one will know that you are a man of God. The Bible says God is love. So that is to say the characteristics of knowing who somebody is when you know the character of the person. For instance, I explain a little bit more about when we are talking about Jesus. When they say Jesus, who is Jesus? Before people understand who Jesus is. And why are they calling some people Christians? They see the people live the lifestyle of Christ, and that, the exemplary life of Christ. That's why they are calling the people Christians. What I want to say is, for instance, I want to call on all our people, wherever they are. There was a time when I nearly joined the palace in 1990 because of the way of deeper life at that time. The people are, maybe people don't like to go to church because they thought that going to church will make you a poor person, going to church will make you, and because of that, people withdraw themselves. And since you people radiated and suffocated the whole Nigeria with message of prosperity and this and that, now everybody now is interested in going to church. You see that their mindset and the main aim of going to church is not just to serve Chukwu Adama, but to become rich. And that is why most of the Yoruba churches are only interested in making money. Sometimes I call some people when they were talking about Adeboye. Adeboye is doing better. A rich, rich, rich man. The whole money that is coming from all the whole churches, from all the whole redeemed in all over the world, he's bringing to him. And still, whenever he celebrates a birthday, the poor people have to contribute money for a daddy. Is that how Christ lives? Is that the life of Christ? If Christ is not living that kind of life, then why are the people calling themselves, why are they calling themselves the men of God? For instance, I told people sometimes in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1, the script from verse 1 to 5, the God said, is there is among you a dreamer of a dream and a prophet? And after he has shown you some certain signs, and by the reason of the sign which he has shown you, and he tried to bewitch you to turn you away from the God that have redeemed you out of the land of Egypt, he says such a dreamer or such a prophet should die. But today, if you talk about men of God that are not doing well, people that are Muslim, as you said before, that turn to Christian because of money, if you talk about them, they will say, no, 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 don't talk about the man of God. He's a man. I start to imagine how stupid a black man should be. Like as you said,
useless to the core.
No even problem. After they have went to university and studied, and still, they don't have brain. To me, I was very surprised. But still, I want to say, please, you said one time that you will lead the people. Please, I beg you again, in the name of Chukwu Adama, don't allow our people. The Bible says that the children of Israel were being delivered by the prophet, and they were being preserved by the prophet. And I want to tell you another thing. In the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 19, the Bible says that the earnest expectation of the creation are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creation were subjected to vanity, not willingly, but because of who subjected them in hope. And the Bible said that the creatures will be delivered from the bondage of corruption to the glorious liberties of the sons of God. And he said, yes, it is not. For him, he said that the creatures were subjected to vanity. And he said it is not by their choice. That is to say, black people were made the way they were. It's not because of their choice. And that is why somebody like you have to exist. Because the Bible said the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. And this is why I call you a man of God. Not because you come to preach as we preach, but because the life you're living. I told some people, sometimes if I go for evangelism, I say, you see the life of white people. And one time I was working like a hoofsmith. The hoofsmith is a blacksmith, people that train horse and remove the shoe and train it for the... I know if you understand what they call
it. I do.
Now, and there was a man.
A stable hand. It's called a stable hand here. People that work on the stable, taking care of horses and stuff. Stable hand.
Uh-huh. Okay. There was one of our customers that have. That they give a contract because he's an architect. They give him a contract in Lagos with €2 million contract. And the white man, an Austrian. This man said because of the suffer the people are suffering in Africa, and because of that, somebody give him a contract of €2 million, something that he will only spend €500,000. And the man said, no, that you, because of that, this man did not go. And the Bible said, righteousness exalted a nation. The sin is a reproach of any man. Sin is it so? There is no how one has to blame God for what is happening to Africa. It is an Africa themselves because of their wickedness.
Of
and God said, repent, O Israel, for why should you die, O house of Israel? This is in the Bible. He said, why should you die, O house of Israel? That is to say, it is not God's plan, or His. For example, if it is God's plan, why did God bless us with all mineral resources? The the world is dying for mineral. For instance, the whole world can only be. Why is this people and the politician rich and all these people even all over the world because of fire? And the Bible says that the blessing of God maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. And God has blessed Africa with different kind of mineral resources, and Africans are suffering. They are suffering because they failed God. Chukwagama, as you earlier said. So, and I pray that by the special grace of God, Biafra will be restored. Like as you said, that Biafra will be like a kingdom of God on earth. I quote people. I say you're a man of God. The reason why is because the preaching of gospel of Christ and the prayer of Christ is exactly what we're saying. Jesus said, pray exactly like this, because they asked Jesus, how can we pray? And Jesus said, pray like this, in this manner. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth, and let your will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. And how can the will of God be done here on earth? The will of God will be done when we actually take care of the people, and God himself, by his blessing, take care of the people, and thereby eradicate all this kind of atrocity. Because I believe most of us, even some of our people that they are killing in Malaysia and all this, is because of oppression. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 7, the Bible said, oppression maketh a wise man mad. Suffering can make you to do some certain thing that you never intended to do. There are some of our people that turn to homosexual in Europe. They are not homosexual in Nigeria, but because they came to Europe and there's no source of living, and they have to do other things in order to live their lives. Some of our girls are prostitutes. Almost all the African girls in Europe, what are they doing if they don't have documents? They are all prostitutes. Why? Because oppression maketh a wise man mad. And if the government in Africa is like this, if they are good, taking care of the people, which the scripture said that love covereth multitude of sin, why should the people involve themselves in sin? So, and please, sir, I want to beg you in the name of Chukwu Abiama, never allow your people. And I want to quote the Bible. The Bible said that he sent forth his word, and the word delivered them, and set them free from all the oppression. I want to tell you that a lot of people have been liberated by the reason of the utterance of your word. It is not only when you quote the scripture. The scripture is being quoted, and you live the scripture, not just quoting the scripture. And this is why Jesus said, the Bible said, except faith without work is dead, just like body without soul. Our people are teaching the gospel, but white people are living the gospel.
That is correct. That is correct.
For instance, you live an iPhone 6. I met an iPhone one time in Dubai, and that time I don't have an iPhone. And I took it like this. Instantly, people were already telling me, hey, because they looked at the black man, they thought, this one is a thief. I said, look at these fools. Then I just took it and go to where the lost was found. And I submitted it. And that is the life of other black white people. But if it is a black man, he will put it in his pocket and say, God bless me. He even got to church and said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And pastor will say, hallelujah. What is happening? They will say, because the wealth of the Gentiles belong to me. Which? The wealth of the Gentiles belong to me. And I was inside praying, and I saw a white man. He left his handset, and I took the handset. Pastor will say, praise the Lord. They will say, hallelujah. This is evil. And you're saying, praise the Lord. Do you know that I was in a church one time, an Igbo man in Italy, and this man called some people in the member of the church. He said, if you believe that God, he said there are some people in, what do they call it? They say, Babbage. Some people can bring a car from inside Babbage and come to this one. He said, why can't we? If people, many other people can drive a car from inside Babbage and come to this one. He said, why can't we call to God so that God will send motor from us for heaven? I told him, Pastor Ike, he answered me. I told him, I am a man of God and I'm a prayer warrior. Please, first of all, call this motor. If the car from, then you will know that I'm a prayer warrior. Do you know what he did? After church dismissed, other people were praying, like me. After the prayer finished, when church dismissed, I could call me and say, guy, you're a very wise guy. I want you to be a member of our church. Just I want imagine. You to work with me. Do you see it? So, pastors are fashion people to this restaurant. The German say they are fashion people. They are fooling people and calling them, sort of just misleading them just because they want money. All this nonsense must stop. And I believe this is why God has raised somebody like you in order to lead our people. Imagine someone like Pastor Yedekpo. he's using for private jets. Every blessed day will say, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, and you have for private jets, and you're not satisfied with the money you have. Every blessed day, you are still telling the poor people to bring the money inside the church, because they need, if you even talk, our sister and brother will say, no, no, talk to man of God like that. No, talk to man of God. Who told you that they are man of God? What can it be? Bible says, for by their fruit you shall know them. You will know a man of God by the fruit and by the life the person lives. The Bible told us about the building of the altar of God, or the tabernacle, in the wilderness, when God blessed the people. And the scripture said, and Moses told the people to bring. And they were bringing, until Moses saw that it is already enough. And Moses told them, it is enough. Can pastor tell you today that offering is enough that you should not bring? Every blessed day, even though while they're still sleeping on top of money, they will tell you, bring. So, black people are suffering by the reason of their foolishness.
And wickedness.
So because thou art a fool, you have received to embrace knowledge, you think you will perish. This is God himself. You understand me? So, I want to end that. That is why God sent somebody like you. Because he said he sent forth his word, and the word will deliver them. The word that you are preaching out of this very altar, even this Biafra radio, will liberate people from mentally and otherwise. And that is the word of God. And that is the work of God. You understand me? So, please, sir, and I will pray for you if I conclude this. Because somebody like you needs an embankment through prayer. Because I want to tell you, the scripture made it clear, even you quote it most of the time, that for by your power you cannot make it. And the Bible says, for by strength shall no man prevail. And the Bible said that it also in the book of Luke chapter 24 from verse 49. It said, pray until you get endowed with the power from heaven. And the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1 in verse 8, you see, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you, and then you will go and bear my witness. That is to say, except a spiritual ability, we cannot access the presence of God, and we cannot bring to pass what God expected from us. And this is why prayer is needed. And I use this opportunity to call every prayer warrior. If you know you can pray and things happen, this is the time you have to come and pray. And this is time we have to join ourselves. Well, let's forget all this, because some people thought that they believe in, I believe some of our Biafran brothers are Muslim, and some are this and that because of, by the reason of how they were brought up. And I want to say, we have to call upon the God. The Bible calls him the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Somebody was telling me that we have to call on the name of, that his name is Elohim, his name is this. He said, my name forever is the name, I am God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. So if anybody is confused on which God to call the name of the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Because Jesus came with the same name. He said, Father, by the reason of the name which you have given to me. So the name Christ is bearing is the name of the Most High. And that is why the Bible says, whoever that received Christ have received the Father. And whoever that rejected Christ reject the Father likewise. And nobody can receive the Father except he received the Son. Because it is through the Son that we can be made holy and qualified to access the presence of God.
Thank you very much.
So, I want to pray, sir. I want to pray not only for the revival and for the restoration of Biafra, and for you as well, sir. Please, should I do it or no?
Yeah, very, very briefly, we will allow this to come now, because for those who may be listening to Radio Biafra for the very first time, wondering, I have come here for Biafran message and for the message of liberation. We are also liberating people spiritually, because Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. Therefore, we make no apologies about it. Our names bear testimony to the very fact that we cannot do anything without the presence and the blessing from heaven. Please go ahead very briefly. Only 2 minutes, if you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for a time like this. We thank you for the demonstration of your power. We thank you, King of Heaven, for your plan and purpose towards the restoration of your kingdom here on earth, which is the prayer of Christ while he was here on earth. For he says, let your will be done, and as it is here on earth, so it, as it is in heaven, so let it be here. Father in heaven will commit your servant whom you have sent as a leader of this your people and your children whom you have chosen for your own glory. That they will ask for more ability, will ask for more power, will ask for more insight. For it is written, for by strength shall no man prevail. King of heaven, just as it is written in the book of Luke chapter 10, and the Bible said, for God was with him. Jesus Christ went all around preaching the gospel and performing wonder. Let the same power which was in Christ Jesus, the same power which was on him according to the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1, from Romans chapter 1, from verse 3 and 4. The Bible said, according to his son Jesus, who was begotten of the seed of David, he was made to be son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. Father in heaven, I'm asking, let the power who raised Jesus from the grave rest upon your son. And let that power, which you said in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 10, in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, that no man born of a woman that will be able to stand against him all the days of his life. For as you were with Moses, that day I ask, be with your servant, Namdi Kano, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, it is written in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 18, that whoever he did be who rebel against his command and say no to what he commanded shall be put to death. Only King of heaven, he should be strong and good courageous. Daddy, I ask him, I ask O King of heaven, that you give him the grace that he may go deeper in your word and thereby trigger your power to manifest and actualize that which you have appointed him, even in this world, for your glory, and let your name be blessed. Thank you, King of heaven. For I know you have done it.
He
in
said,
Jesus' mighty name we pray.
He
Amen.
He said, thank you very much for that. A very powerful and demonstrably so rendition of the understanding of the scriptures that will guide everything that we do, because we are nothing without heaven. Chukwu Abiama is God. The name we call him is Chukwu Abiama. Thank you very much for that. We shall go to the lines. I can see most of you are writing in and most of you are wrong. Prince Darlington, it is not Anyinyigwe. You are absolutely wrong about that. Somebody also... Ekechukwu Emeka, what is bicycle in Igbo language? Ekechukwu Emeka says it is. This is Osuna Chachangi, because you know, Chinka, Chinganchi. Chinganchi. Oh my goodness me, India, I can't remember. Chinganchi is the name of bicycle. I say no to that. Other people are also writing as well. I have seen one correct name. I will not mention the name of the person before he will reveal the expo. One person got it correct already. And barrister, it is not you, your Igwe. Anna Baba is also wrong. There are many people that got this wrong. That goes to show, all of you saying I'm Igbo, you don't actually know Igbo at all. You do you? You don't know. They thought it's going to be easy. Oh, why not bicycle? I want to name those who said it's Inyinya Igwe. Or whatever. Prince Akajigo says it's Igwe. Inyinya. Obonayakwa says it is Inyinya Igwe. It is wrong as well. Who else? People got it wrong. Let us see who else got it wrong. Many of you got it wrong anyway. Many. Alekreja is close, but it is not. It is not Alekreja. It is not. Alekreja is a nickname for a bicycle. It is not the name. I have seen the proper name. And the person got it right. And when I tell you what this name is, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. This is Radio Biafra. We are going ahead. And as I have said before, Chukwu Abiama here is the name we praise, and I will tell you why later. But if you're joining us for the very first time and you're wondering why are they praying, please, you must understand. Chukwu Abiama, we are here to come tomorrow. We'll come to Biafra land, because that is his kingdom upon the face of this very earth. We answer Omuchukwu, which means the children of God. So we can pray to our Father anytime we like. We don't need to take excuse from anybody. We don't need excuse because we are different people. We don't need permission from anybody. We are in the middle of a very serious liberation effort. But we cannot do it if not for the presence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And also, I hasten to add, as our brother confirmed, the reason why Africa is poor is because black people are wicked. Very, very wicked people. It takes extraordinary wickedness for a man. As he said, you claim you're a man of God. You kind of hejugeju like I was wicked. Then people will never stop contributing. Every time, bring, 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 bring. On a heju have four, they can never stop. People who we are born poor, you were in a wretched home. I thank Chukwu Abiama that I never knew poverty. But even if I knew poverty, there is no way it would have made me perhaps even a far more better person. Both for the as in dim porokuru obonyonunto agagbochanyi pere chineke. Very, very important you understand this. Oyedepo is a very poor man. All these so-called pastors in Ezuochi, private jet, they are wretched. Look at their family background, they are very poor people. I challenge anybody, go and check their backgrounds. They are very, very wretched. I can tell you that. That is why they are insatiable. When you take a child who never owned any toy before, you take that child into a toy shop, watch and see what they will do. That is how you know poor people. Wretched and poor, both physically and spiritually. And all of you that go to them, you will also remain very poor. I am going to the line. I believe that the former is here with us. Our benefactor, those who sponsored this very program, Radio Biafra, the amount of money they have given to us surpasses what most continents have ever paid and will ever pay. Let's put it that way. But Chukwu the former is with me all the way from Canberra in Australia. I presume, I wonder if you can hear me. Can you hear me, your former? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening and good morning from here, Australia. My name is Chukwu, your former. I'm calling from Canberra.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, I want to start with a quiz. First,
before you give your own quiz, you answer my own quiz first. What is a bicycle in Igbo language?
Obole. Obole, obole.
No, not in my village. That's not what we call it. Are you sure?
Obole.
I did not say wheelbarrow. I did not say what do you call wheelbarrow. That name sounded like the name of a wheelbarrow. I'm talking about bicycle, not wheelbarrow.
It's obole.
Can anybody please corroborate that? Obole.
Obole, okunavo. Obole, obole. Anything obole.
My God.
That has two legs.
No. This one has a specific name. I will not accept that. It is not anything that has two legs. There is a particular name for it. And all those people that claim they know it, they can no longer speak Igbo. What is a bicycle in Igbo language? Please go ahead, Ofoma, go ahead.
Director, I want to thank Chukwu Abiama for joining Mercy for everyone that attended our embassy opening in Victoria Bach's country,
yes.
Yeah, in Spain. It was a wonderful day. I said, how I wish I was there, because I felt the emotion, I felt the excitement and the energy coming out from there. Yeah, it was a great day, and I thank everyone, most especially our everybody, those who travel from around the globe to attend. May Chukwu Abiama bless everyone. And we are making our enemy jealous. And I noticed that even our enemy started carrying it on their newspaper that is Nigeria already broken? I say, yeah, that's good. As you said, Director, the good, I have my money along with. Yeah, people will talk about you when the time comes, and I think the fever has already grabbed and they started talking about us. And I want to use this opportunity to appeal to our people. We are going to have a meeting here in Australia, in Sydney, in Blacktown. I don't have the address here with me. For the first time, we call it a Biafra Information Night, and the day is on this Saturday, the 14th of March. The time is 4 p.m. So I'm encouraging everyone that is around Sydney to gather around. It's going to be a very informative night, first of its kind in Sydney. We try to mobilize our people and have a physical meeting and then explain to our people what we want. And the keynote for the event will be, one is our mission, second is what we have achieved, third is where we are heading to, the fourth is why we want Biafra. And the fifth is question and answer. Any question you have, bring it out there, it will be answered. And Director, I want to encourage every one of us. Biafra is at hand more than ever, very, very close. I will encourage every one of us, those who have been contributing from day one, please, now is a crucial time, double your effort. Double your effort. If you are giving $10, please double it. Now, Biafra is closer than ever before, very, very close than you can even imagine. Please, I encourage everyone, double your effort. Don't relax. Don't say that I have done it for a few years now, let me take a back seat. No. Please, put more effort, more energy. We are heading somewhere, and that somewhere is Biafra. Believe me, between Chukwu Abiam and mankind, this Biafra is very, very close than we think. We have gone very, very far. It's here. What I mean is here. I mean, it's here. Please, everyone double his effort. Let us achieve this. Biafra is our destination, and Biafra we shall get. And Director, yes. I want to talk about the money, how they pumping out billion. You know, that's why they want one Nigeria. Everyone knows that, but it's just ordinary people down there doesn't understand. Because what they after is, if you give me one bag of rice that I will eat for a day, I will give you all my rights for the next 8 years, God knows. So they don't know between their left and their right. And Jonathan, being the president, is not even helping the math. It's even the worst, because what he's doing is, he's trying to please the Hausas and the Yorubas at the expenses of his own people. His hoping is that he said, no matter what, my people will vote me. So let me go and spend the money and put other people's place in good time, in good, give them everything they want so that we gain their support. Because my own people, no matter what, they will support me. That's the mentality he's using.
He is taking people for granted. He is taking people for granted. The thing is that nobody can successfully preside over the affairs of the Zoological Republic and come out with any clean slate. It is not possible. Because that very place was designed to fail.
And it was designed to serve their masters, which is the British. And the Lucifer himself, as you said, that's the headquarters of Lucifer. And remember, Director, if you recall, your conversation was your word, your own word. I will quote you your own word. You said that the Nigeria is so evil, even the Asorok was so evil that their name is more popular than the Lucifer himself. And yes. The Lucifer is even angry that the Nigeria are the baddest. Nobody remembers him anymore. Because anywhere you mention them, Nigeria, God have mercy on you. That's how bad things are sometimes.
Very, 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 very awful. 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 Very sad indeed.
Yeah, thank you, Director. This
thank
is all
you.
I have to
thank
put
you.
Here.
Thank you for the work. And we are asking everybody, please, you have a telephone number for anybody in Australia to call, because people are listening all over Australia. I know Australia is very huge. It's bigger than West Africa. So it is very, very difficult for people to travel down for the meeting, but those that can make it to this meeting, we encourage them to come. Those that cannot make it, you can join them via Skype. Is that correct? They can join via Skype. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I will give my telephone number. If anybody wants to call, you can call 0042-030-2098. I repeat, 0402-302-098. If you need any more information, please call this number. Everybody is welcome, and we are moving forward. We want to organize ourselves as we used to, because Sydney used to be very, very active a long, long time ago. Want to return back to where we used to be and take our rightful position, because directly, if you remember, here was the first place you kick-started of the tour.
That is
Radio
correct.
Biafran Tour.
That is correct. It was Australia first. Yes, I went to Australia first. That is, you are absolutely right. Australia was the first place I visited before I toured the whole world, more or less. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Ofoma. He's one of us. and a very ardent member, very dedicated. I have somebody who has been waiting on Skype for a very long time. I don't know how I can put this, but I salute his dedication and his patience. I wonder if he's still there. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, Honorable Director, evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for waiting. I love your courage. I love the way you have waited and waited and waited, and eventually I came to you. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Lausanne, Switzerland.
Lausanne, Switzerland. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I hear that some people come to have some meeting here the other time, but I couldn't have time to meet them. So I want to know if there is any family meeting holding around here or it haven't.
There must be a family meeting in Lausanne, and I want somebody to please give me the telephone number of our Switzerland coordinator to explain the situation in Lausanne, please. I want our coordinator. Do you have the coordinator's number at all? Do you have it?
No, I didn't.
You don't have the coordinator's number. We shall try and get that to you as quickly as possible. Stay on the line. Don't disengage.
And we shall another thing I want to ask you. I want to ask you another thing. I want to put in something, but I don't know. I need some number. If you can give me some number here to send something through his Western Union, I don't know. I don't know how can I do it because I don't have a document.
How you can do it is to, you are going to speak to the Switzerland coordinator. The Switzerland coordinator will tell you what to do. You can send it to him and then he will be able to forward it to our sister. I need the coordinator. I'm going to meet at IPOB this evening. Where are our admin? Can I have the telephone number of the Switzerland coordinator? I don't know if I'm talking to myself. I need the telephone number of the Switzerland coordinator, please. My dear brother, remain where you are. I will give it to you. I will not disengage your line. Stay where you are. I need Switzerland coordinator or the European rep, anyone. He's based in Switzerland. I need his number immediately. I have a caller on the line, I presume on Viber, please. Your name and where you are.
The caller. Yeah, thank you, my director. My name is Leonard Anememe. I am calling from Trinidad and Tobago. By grace of God, I am the coordinator of IPOB in Trinidad and Tobago. I hail from Amovia. Amovia is in Orca South in Deferland. My director, thank you for this opportunity. I thank God. I thank Chukwu Abioma for you. I thank Chukwu Abioma for all the principal officers. My intention of coming, calling this evening is to express my gratitude for what we have been doing and to encourage every one of us to keep on doing what we are doing and do it even much better. Director, I want to confirm that Chukwu Abioma is God. Thus, from last Sunday, people have been responding much more than what I don't even know how to describe it. As of today, so many have indicated interest to be in the meeting of this coming Sunday.
That's very good.
So when I say so many, these are people I have talked to before, and they said they will come, but this time around, they are much more than ready to be in the meeting. And the magic is not any other thing other than that of what God has destined. So I am using this opportunity, my director, to announce our meeting that will be coming up on the 8th of March, on Sunday, this coming Sunday. And the venue will be the 11th Street, Dinsley Gardens. It's in Train City. The time is 2 p.m. If you're coming and you are in need of direction, you could call my number, 868-366-8567. I repeat it again, 868-366-8567. Or you could call another formidable officer who is Abel Namuchi. His number is 868-490-9027. I repeat, 868-490-9027. And, Director, permit me, please, to put on record, one of us, when I say with a Trinidad, there was in London, she identified with IPOB in London. She came back here in Trinidad and called this radio and said she wants to identify with us. We met with her last Sunday. Her name is Susan. And she has indicated her interest that she would like to be in all our meetings, all our gatherings, all our preaching, anywhere we want to go. Once we call on her, she will be by our side. Director, I wouldn't know whether she is the secret of our members responding. I don't know. I can't even figure out now. But so many of them are responding.
Very
so
original.
I thank God for all that is happening. Chukwu Abioma is God. Director, I thank you. I thank even Tate for the UI who has been giving us support. And all other principal officers, even each and every director, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And now you can understand that tenacity always pays off. I think that the Switzerland coordinator is with us. That was Leonard Anemene, who is our Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. We are also there, you see. And our sister that left the UK to return to the Caribbean, we welcome her into the family of Biafrans in Trinidad and Tobago. Very lovely twin island in the Caribbean. And I've been there as well. Abu Anyim, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. And also, the show you put up in Victoria is most welcome. I did not mention you yesterday, but you were there and you duly participated. I'm saying Chukwu Abioma should bless you and your wonderful family. Please go ahead. Somebody wants your number. He is listening right now in Lausanne in Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Director, too. Thank you for your presence. Although you left a bit earlier, I wanted to talk to you one-on-one, but I think we can do that next time. Yes. Thank you so much for all your effort, and good evening to all Biafrans around the world. We were in Lausanne precisely 2 weeks ago to have a meeting that we can form a family there. And we shared flyers. We left our flyers there. It was at Juventus African Restaurant. So this guy can go there and get information.
Juventus African Restaurant. I think he is still on the line. I may go back to him. He is still on the line. Juventus African Restaurant. Yes, go ahead. And what is your number? Because he wants it, please.
My number is 078-861-9461. In fact, the turn up was high in Lausanne last time we were there, and we promised to come back on the 15th. We are going to go back on the 15th. So if he's ready to join the family, he should come there on the 15th. We are going to be there. And he can go to that restaurant and pick up our flyer.
Wonderful.
All the numbers, all the information he needs is available to him.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Austin Abayim, thank you very, very much. Thank you. As you can see, people are responding all over the world. In Australia, they are coming out. In Trinidad and Tobago, they are coming out. Even in Lausanne, in Switzerland, they are also coming out. And I'm returning to that very brother who was here before. Let me see if we can find him. No, I don't think I can. Can I find him? No, I don't think so. I have pressed the wrong button and I have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And I'm sure he got the number once again. Once again, the telephone number he needs to call is 07-88-61-9461. Osnabanyim is our national over there in Switzerland and all over the world at last. Ha Potawala. Ginji Kwanunu Kambwembe. What has been keeping you people? At last, you now, as a former said, it is closer than you think, honestly speaking. I'm also going over to Skype, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. I think it's the wife of our COC, Meg Iranya. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I must thank you very much for letting your husband come and be with us for the past weekend. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, Director, people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Margaret Iranya. I'm the wife of Clifford Chukwuemeka Iranya. I actually called because I really want to congratulate Director all his principal officers and all their friends on the grand opening of the liaison office in Spain. And I really want to appreciate God that saw all the people that came for the occasion through. It's a landmark, and we give him all the glory. We want to say thank you for everybody. And I want to say congratulations again to Director. And we are praying that God will give you strength. God will give you wisdom. God will give you grace because you really need it. You and all your principal officers and everybody that is working tirelessly for the, for our people. Because when you were reading the news and calling money, and I say like somebody will have that money and see people eating from the trash and still go to bed and sleep. Okay. I mean,
no conscience. They don't have conscience.
They don't have conscience. And I don't think they believe that there is God. If not, if you believe that there is God, you have that so much money and you see people, human beings like yourself, living in abject poverty and you still steal from them. You still steal from them. I don't know. But let's keep on keeping on and God will give us victory. Thank you, Director. Keep up with the good work. And everybody, I say keep up the good work. May God richly bless you all.
And all of you, he say, the wife of our COC, the coordinators of every coordinator. In a more temporal sense, the Lord of all the Lords that you can find. That is the wife, took very good care of us when we were in their part of the world, in Texas, in the USA. And I also give glory to Chukwu Abiam. I have prayed quietly and silently as well, the way he led everybody back. But my secretary got lost. Somewhere in Bilbao, he got lost. But he made it back to Switzerland today. He made it back to Malmo, in Sweden rather, not Switzerland. He made it back to Malmo in Sweden today. Ogaretazan missed his flight, my secretary will be my brother. But he made it back. He was the last person missing. But we found him eventually. And everybody returned safely to their places of abode. And for that, as always, we give glory to Chukwu Abiam, who is the only entity we know. Ofufenine, e jamani ne bulia hanso elunine denu. Ekwisiala irubisi. Inye nine kaine wure nyefe naka Chukwu Abiam. Eke kreli gwe no wa. Oba sebe ni igwe. Usu ni lenke ndiaga. Eze keze. The name is endless. Can you understand? Can you appreciate who we are now? We are nothing without the glory of heaven. Nothing. That is who we are. Omwa ni igwe. The children of the kingdom of heaven. Quite literally speaking. Very special indeed, isn't it? It is. Come on, for goodness sake. Come on, for goodness sake. Gena aboki ne mwen meko aboki. Please. Please. Show a little bit of taste and class. You know, we have it in abundance, you know. We Biafran people. We're very tidy, I must tell you. Very clean people. Very independent. Very, very opinionated and highly intellectual until this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The one on Viber, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you and humanity is listening.
All right. Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Anozie Obinna. I am calling from Austria.
Austria.
The special grace of God. I am a strong and a staunch member of a good crusader of indigenous people of Biafra. Director, actually, I don't use to call always. I am a good listener, and I think the best thing is to get at work and face the things, and everybody should be in his respectable places to do the best he can do in order to, for we to achieve this our aim. The first place is that I call in regard to our brother who called from Austria. I think today is his second time of calling. He is a very, I believe, he's a good. He's well spoken, and I believe with his experience and his contribution, it will help us. I mean, to move forward instead of calling every day. I mean, and preaching, and with a very harsh voice. When you hear the voice, you will know that this person is really, really annoying. What problem we are passing down in that zoo. Please, I advise him, I know he's listening right now, to come and join us. You know, I believe he's also doing a good work, but because I heard him saying he's preaching and, disseminating the word of Biafra, but he's also good to come and be with us. And this contribution, we need it so that we'll be able to, move ahead. We have some challenges here, and I believe we have been overcoming it. And I thank God that Ostra has been consistent in terms of paying our dues and also our defense fund. And I believe that he has never contributed 1 cent. So I don't see the reason why he will be calling every day and giving preaches and taking most of our time. So I believe he's listening. Please, my brother, I advise you, come and join us. I believe you know where we are, because we have been going all through Vienna precisely to make people join these things we are doing. And I believe we have been having a good response. And I believe even Austrian people, they are in full support of this, our program. We told them the essence. And I believe Austria is a pure democratic country. They help us. They're even where we are doing our meeting, is like we are paying nothing, because they are understood what we are passing through. And they need that. They know the meaning of freedom. Even Austria here, we are living, they fought for their country. They suffered. So that is why I tell everybody who is complaining in this country that they are not treating them well, let them go to their own country and develop it. And I believe this is what we are doing right away. So the second one is, we indigenous people of Biafra, each and every one of us, have a very good work to do. Everything does not lie in contributing money alone. We have to advise our parents. They are suffering down home. They are being disinformed. They don't know what is happening. We that have been advising them, like myself, I bought a radio for my father. I told him, continue listening to this. And I was surprised he called me yesterday and said, yes, he has now started listening to this. And he has been going around telling most of his age mates and their friends that they should go and listen to these things. They're very good things to listen to. So I use this opportunity to advise every one of us. Talk to your parents. Tell them the meaning. Tell them the reason. I believe they know. Let them know the reason that we are suffering. You know, when we think that we are in Europe, they think that things is okay for us. No, we are suffering and we are working very hard so that we will come back home and start feeling at home, not running helter-skelter in the name of we are living abroad. So I don't think I have to wait most of our time. I want to give time to others, and I believe that the God in his infinite mercy will guide you throughout this journey. In Chukwu Abiam, I pray.
He say, thank you for that. It is most welcome. Thank you. I have a caller on Viber. I have one on the other line as well. If we have taken your call, stay where you are. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Please, your
can
name.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Your name and where you are.
Okay.
Please.
My name is Tochi Mwanko. I'm calling from Gothenburg, Sweden.
Yes, please.
Director, I want to thank you so much for the good work. You are doing a very good job, and everything is going very fine. I thank God for that. Thank Chukwu Abiam for that. So, Director, there's one thing I just want you to hit on upon, like, more. Like, you know, our people don't listen. So, like, let's, I think if we talk more for people that don't listen, at least maybe to get into their ears, maybe in due time. So, there's something I want you to hit more on this, and not going to vote for election. Our people, that the new listeners in Biafra land, so they can know our agenda, like, of not voting. We don't want anybody to go out on that day to vote. Those people that don't want don't want us to go to war, to carry gun or anything, the easiest thing they can do for Biafra to come is not going out to vote. If all Biafra land on that vote day, everybody stay at home, they do not go out to vote, it's very easy. Biafra has already come. If they ask us why, we are not included. We are not Nigeria. So that everything is already settled. So we don't need, nobody's going to shoot any gun. Nobody's going to fight anybody. We just go peacefully. If they know what to do for us not to go to war, they should not go to vote. Please, I want you to hit upon that. Like, you know, like for people that don't know now, they should know what is what our we're planning about the vote. We don't want to vote. We are not supporting anything in Nigeria. So that's what I want you to hit upon. You are doing a very good job, Director. Thank you so much for everything you are doing.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you. I have a caller on the other line. As I said before, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Shalom, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, that is the voice of Emmanuel Otusoro, one of us who happens to be our Middle East coordinator. Is that correct?
Is that affirmative? Affirmative, Director.
Affirmative. We missed you so much. What happened? Why didn't you come to Victoria?
Director, honestly, I don't know words are inadequate for me to explain it. I prepared. It was like somebody has worried for the rain, you know, only to be found queuing impatiently there. I really tried to come there with my wife with confirmed tickets on the 26th even. I made the hotel a reservation for me. So at the end of the day, before 12 hours, something happened, you know, so that's why I couldn't come. It was unfortunate.
That's all right. That's okay.
It was
please
quite unfortunate. Okay. Yeah, that was why I tried to make sure that Mr. Castro Nkume was there and then.
Yes, he did very well.
However, we give thanks to the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama.
Yes.
Director, I want to thank you and all the principal officers of Biafra. Omiomio, he is a man. He's a man of the people of Biafra.
He is.
Yes, Engineer Iruanya. He's a man of my heart. This is the kind of COG that I want to work with. He's not the type that travels from London to Israel to make gossip. But at the end of the day, they'll be tired. I don't care. I don't know who is you. Director, I want to thank all the people, all the Biafrans all over the world that attended the ceremony. I thank God for the journey message that all of them came back to their various destinations. And I wish to tell you, Director, I was not there, but I am with you. I am a Biafran. Nothing has changed. I understand the embassies here in Israel have been saying, oh, why nobody hears his voice again? I don't need to talk too much. I am a freedom fighter. I want them to understand. I am preparing for all of them. For those of them that attacked me enemies, I don't need Nnamdi Kanu to fight them. I will fight them on my own strength anytime, any day. They should continue avoiding me. I am not the same with them. Anywhere I see them, I will not spare them. It's a very simple message to them. Director, I am still with you. I am a dear friend, and nothing will make me to go back. I am with you guys 24 hours. I am still strong.
I know.
Israel is still strong.
I know.
No going back. We are with you. Call on me anytime, any day. I will always answer you.
I know you will.
Thank you so much. You are the Abo DK1 of Biafra land.
Thank
continue
you
with what you have, and Chukwu Abiama will continue to bless you and bless Biafra. Thank you.
He say, Emmanuel Otusoro is our Middle East representative and also the general overseer in Israel. He was the one that recommended I go to Jerusalem to fast and to pray. That anything I ask for in Jerusalem at the Temple of Solomon will be granted unto me. As I made my way to Jerusalem, I did not eat in the morning. I started my fasting. As I got there, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. I called upon Chukwu Abiama and no other God. And I said, as men have come here, as kings have come here to pray, to seek your face in truth and honesty, and you granted them their heart's desires, Chukwu Abiama, I come before you with total humility and submission. I want one thing alone. What I want is Biafra. I don't want wealth. I don't want private jet. I don't need anything in my life. The one thing I want is Biafra. Any sacrifice you want me to make to ensure that your kingdom comes down from heaven upon that very sacred land, you tell me and I will do it. I will sacrifice my family for Biafra anytime, any day without compulsion. I won't think twice about it. I will not think two times about it. There is nothing I will not sacrifice for Biafra. Nothing. That was a pledge I made before heaven at the same temple of Solomon where priests prayed, and where burnt offering we are offered to heaven. People must understand what we are doing. Don't mind them now. They're on radio. Don't mind them now. They're on Facebook. God. You believe a warrior. As Michael Iranya will say, as he will sing, before you know it, it is too late. Before you know it, it is too late. We are doing the only thing we can do, which is to inform you. We are telling you people now. We are telling you now, Makade Amama. Not tomorrow, you said we didn't tell you. We are telling you not to vote. Don't go out to vote. If you go out to vote, anything that happens to you is your business. But knowing some of you, oh, we must go. Who are you? We have to go and send that criminal to power so he can steal even more money and make us even poorer. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is endless. The whole world is listening. Are you aware of that? In Brazil, people are listening to Radio Biafra. Do you know that? Do you know that in the Dominican Republic that people are listening to Radio Biafra this very minute? Do you know that in Japan people are listening? Do you know that in Taiwan people are listening? Do you know in Hong Kong and in Wende Mado, in Russia, in the deepest recesses you can ever find in Russia, covered with snow, do you know people are listening in sub 30 degrees condition? Everywhere around the world, humanity is listening. Do you know why they listen to us? Because we are Radio Biafra. If you are encountering evil spirit, if you tell the evil spirit, I listen to Radio Prayer from Hagebalaga to run away from you. Anything that is evil doesn't obtain here. It doesn't. That is why this gospel will be preached until his kingdom comes and beyond. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you are. The one on Viber, stay where you are, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Michael Chukwu. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
There is one of my cousins. I hear his name now. I hear his name, but I don't know where I have to locate him because it has been a long time.
What is his name? Let us see if we can find him for you, because we had people call us from Switzerland. We had somebody call us from Austria.
Austin Abani
is from Switzerland. He's our Switzerland coordinator. Do you want his telephone number?
Yes.
If he's your brother, we can point in that direction. Get a pen and paper, we'll give you your own brother's telephone number. That is what we are here for. The number is +410041, the international code for Switzerland. Are you with a pen and paper?
Yes.
+41788.
Yes.
619.
Yes.
461.
Okay.
That is the number of your brother. You give him a call. He's a very formidable man with a very lovely family. Abuanyim is one of us. He's one of us. Call him and he's there. He'll be waiting for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. He's in Thailand and the brother is in Switzerland. The brother spoke on Radio Biafra. He wants to reach him. And people are still asking us, of what benefit is Radio Biafra? Can't you see how foolish that question is? We don't only educate, we don't only take you closer to Chukwu Biama, your creator. We put you in touch with one another. The same thing that we did in Victoria. That's what it's all about. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
And what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Akachukwu Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Sorry, your line went there. You're calling from where?
Hello. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Your line is a bit wobbly. It is Viber.
Yeah, but I'm hearing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now. Stay where you are. It is better now. Please say your name again.
My name is Akachukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Akachukwu who? What is your father's name?
My father's name is Akachukwu. My name is Chinedu.
Chinedu Akachukwu. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I thank you for what you have been doing. You have been sustaining us here in Malaysia. Your voice is like a food to me. If I didn't hear your voice, I don't sleep. So, but there's something I want to say about the guy that called, the pastor that called, the one that prayed for you.
Yes.
I know he's hearing my voice. I think we need somebody like him in this program. He need to come up and join others where he is,
yes,
so that he can do something for us.
Yes, I agree.
Like, if he can come up with a program, because I feel something in his voice. His voice sounds as you are the one talking. If you can come up with a program in the afternoon that would play music, you know, even if just 1 hour, he can preach for some people that don't understand when you are not online, even 1 hour. I think it will motivate some people. He's a prophet. He knows Bible.
He speaks very well as well. He speaks very, very well as well. He speaks very, very well.
Here, things that only can convince through Bible. I think he can convince them through Bible.
Yes.
If he can come up, at least just 1 hour every day, he come up in the afternoon, he preach before just off the music. That time that that we normally play music.
Yes.
You know, I am Radio Biafra in my car. I'm listening to Radio Biafra I don't off it. 24/7. If I off my laptop, it will be on my phone. At least he can do something, you know, to motivate others.
He is listening.
I want to contribute.
Yes, thank you very much. He is listening. And I also feel the same way as you do. He is in Austria. There's another brother as well in Hungary who speaks very well. We have another prophet in Germany. Three of them can get together, can have one day at a time, and they can teach us the word of Chukwu Abiama so that we understand it more. So we understand the different interpretations and perspectives because my quest for knowledge, my thirst for knowledge is insatiable. I'm always reading, I'm always learning. I don't watch. The only thing I watch, if you ask Barrister, he will tell. In fact, he introduced me to watching Eden. That is the only thing I watch. I have football. I have everything I can watch. It doesn't even interest me anymore. I only watch documentary programs, things that are fact-finding, things that will enrich our knowledge base. And thank you very much, my dear brother, by which I mean Uche Naji from Atlanta. The name of the man that gave you HIV is called Robert Charles Gallo. He's an American biomedical researcher. He is the one that introduced HIV/AIDS to the world. An American. He gave you HIV/AIDS. He manufactured it. His name is Robert Charles Gallo. He's an American. And believe it or not, even Bill Gates has shares in one of the companies that, you know, in my handy name. Anyway, we are wicked people, so Chukwu Abiam is punishing us. No wonder. No wonder our lines are open and humanity is listening. We are Radio Biafra. People are pushing me to give them the name of bicycle in Igbo language. Let me see those that got it wrong. Somebody has exposed this thing because too many people are getting it right now and I'm not happy about it. I am not happy. It is not, Abuchi Daniel said it. The answer is, Igwe, Ije. It is not. Blessed man, my own brother. Blessed man here in the UK. He is saying it is in Igwe. We call it. Your village is wrong. It is not the proper name. I have the name. Somebody got it right and I've told him they should not divulge it. And we need to actually give a prize. I don't know what the prize is going to be. We need to give a prize. Anybody who gets this thing right, we give it a prize. We are very serious, of course. We are talking about people that died and all the rest of it. But sometimes, somehow, we try and lighten things up a little bit. Please, you must recommend a prize. Somebody got it right this very evening. He got it right once. Not those that keep come, they phone the village, they phone the uncle, they phone their grandmother, they're looking for the right answer, and then they come back. No. If you get the answer once, that's what I take, he was the first person to get the answer right. He knows who he is, I've told him. And before I close, I will announce who he is. I will announce his name. I don't know if it is the wife that got it right, or if it is him, but we'll announce it. But also, our dear brother in Austria, having spoken and people having recommended that you participate fully in what we are doing, I am now going to give you some telephone numbers in Vienna, Austria, to be part of this very family. The number you can have in Vienna, Austria, to be part of Biafran family, and as time goes on, you'll be able to even, who knows, present your own program on Radio Biafra, is 0688-646-359-35. I repeat, 0688-646-359-35. But this number appears to be too long. It's longer than the one that is below. Let me try the one below as well. Take down this other number too, please. Try any of them, the one that goes through. 067-694-613-01. I repeat, 067-694-613-01. Please, our dear brother, contact the family in Vienna, in Austria, and be part of them. We can go places. I also acknowledge our sister wanted to announce, but I'm not happy about it. We acknowledge that Malaysia has done something. They sent funds to Biafra land. But I'm telling Lebedim, our Asia rep, and I'm also telling you below, Anthony, that money is not enough. We cannot squander very close to $20,000 sending a bunch of hungry vagabonds home. And then when it comes to Biafra, you only, the whole of Malaysia will only give us £1,000. That is rubbish. Unacceptable. I hope Obi Lantern is listening. Malaysia, it is unacceptable to send to us £1,000 as Malaysia's defense fund. That cannot even buy one single rifle. Is that what you're telling me? That Malaysia cannot even buy us one single gun. And you want us to carry out action? With 300,000 naira, we carry out action. That is rubbish. Obilo Anthony, you must take note, and also Lebedim. Make sure you go back and tell Malaysian people exactly what happened. We need Malaysia to be part of what we are doing. We need massive contribution from Malaysia. The same way you did with the transmitter, you must do this time around. I won't take this nonsense from Malaysia. It will not happen. I won't let Malaysia go, of course. They still retain a very special place in my heart. They know that very well. They will not go. I'm making it very, very clear. 300,000 is not enough. Not enough. By Malaysia's standard, should be 3 million minimum. By their standard, what they have done before. It is because of Malaysia that we acquired the transmitter. They must understand that. They must live up to their reputation. Not allow idiots to confuse them. Uchen Nanwugo is saying that bicycle is Anyinyigwe. Could help my this woman, they'll kill me. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? One more time, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay, my name is Ekutas Uchechi Abapara from Azarebolu, Owerri. My husband is Michael. He usually calls you. In fact, this is my first time calling you. I live in Minnesota, but I'm from Azarebolu, Owerri.
Thank you.
Thank you, director. I don't know how to thank you enough. I am proud of you. I am so... In fact, I don't know. It's awesome to have a person like you. I go about telling people, even at my workplace, even Igbo people, they, when I tell them about Biafra, nobody believes me. They say, ah, Guru Gawa. I say, I am a Biafra. You know, even at my workplace, they say, where are you from? I say, I'm from Biafra. I don't tell people I'm from Nigeria. I say, those people are from Nigeria, but me, I'm from Biafra.
I
keep telling them about Biafra. They don't even, I don't know, even men. even some Ethiopians, because they're from Oroma, they even support me more than if they say, how come a woman, that am I a politician? I say, I hate politics. I hate politics. But you see Biafra, oh, I say, when Biafra comes, I know I'm in United States, I'm going to go back, because I've seen that light in you. You are really godsend. I am so proud of you. At first, when I listen to you, I say, oh my God, you are so harsh. I say, you are very arrogant. What kind of a man is this? But when I started listening to you, I say, oh my God, this is the man. He's bringing Biafra. And I say, people, listen to him. When you listen to him, you're going to see that this is the man. He is going to reform our country. I am so proud of you, Director. Even my friends, the white people, they too believe and know that you are going to make it happen. I keep praying for you every day that Chukwu Abiama will protect you, guide you, give you more inspirations as you are. Oh my God. And except when I'm at work, I never stop listening to Biafra. And I keep propagating this gospel in this Minnesota. You can't believe how, even though this is my first time calling you, I am a one that keep telling people all over. I met an Eketma yesterday. I told him, have you heard of Biafra? He said, no, Biafra is past. I said, no, Biafra is real and it's reality. I gave him to call. I gave him to listen. I said, you know, you're my brother. We are one. Do you know what's happening in the zoo? They don't even know. I said, please try to listen to this gospel. You will see the truth. May God bless you. Thank you for all you are doing. Never give up. If not that God called you, oh my God, all the things that have been happening, all, oh my. May God bless you. I am so proud of you and all the people. And all the, I listen to all of them. Uche, I listen to even my brother from Owerri, the barrister. Yes. May God bless you people. Keep it up. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
And you too, my dear sister, from Minnesota in the USA. Do you see how we work? It takes you a while to grasp what we are doing, but eventually the facts hit you. N'ihi n'ihe anyị na-agbasa ebe a bụ ozi ọma Chineke. The gospel of the restoration of God's own kingdom. Then why should we lie? Am I a hypocrite? God forbid, Satan. I am not a hypocrite and can never be. Everything we do with our hands wide open and our conscience very clear. Only Chukwu Abiama in heaven knows what this very effort means to us. We are not seeking any reward financially. As I said, the class of 67 to 70 did not get Biafra and their heroes. Imagine what will happen to you if you get Biafra. You become an immortal. And money cannot buy immortality. Now you follow what we are saying? Now you catch our drift. You may be asking, what is their gain? Our gain is immortality. As long as there are Biafran children born on this earth, they'll remember who you are. That is your prize. Money cannot buy it. That is what Biafra means. Biafra will come back ego. Biafra has ego. Dangote has money from your oil. You don't have any money. If you have money, how many brand new cars can you see in your villages? People are poor. We are fighting against a combined Hausa budget of $18 billion for armaments. We don't have up to 6 million naira, but we are going to defeat them. We don't need any specially trained generals. We have natural born generals. We don't need to train our soldiers for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. We have natural born soldiers. We have leaders made naturally. Now that tells you all you need to know. If you don't know how serious we are, that means you're very, very foolish. You see, Adehangama, you don't know who we are. But very soon you'll find out. And by then it'll be too late for most of you. This is Radio Biafra. I am going to the line. I have somebody waiting on the line for a long time now. Please, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
And good evening to you, my dear brother.
Yeah. My name is Pastor Ntukuba Okereke.
Yes.
Good evening, Nigerians. Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters of Biafra land. Director, I want to thank you all for the opening of our land, our home, our rest place in Victoria on the 28th. I've watched the video and it was marvelous. Thank you, Director, for making us proud. Thank you, COC and host of other dignitaries that went on that occasion. May God bless you all. Director, I want to use this opportunity also to announce the upcoming meeting of the Leeds and Bradford. We're supposed to hold our meeting last Sunday, and we moved it to this coming Sunday, being 8. Please, members of IPOB in Leeds and Bradford, please endeavor to attend to our meeting this coming Sunday on the 8th of March from 3 to 5. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock at Blessings Restaurant in Hare Hills. Please, for the newcomers, if you want in a direction or how to get there, please call 074-7489-2489. I repeat, 074-7489-2489. Director, the news is so much that I don't even know where to start to comment. But I also say that you give us a big test that we call ourselves Biafrans and Igbos. Even the so-called Igbos cannot even name the meaning of Igbo.
I was waiting
for me to cut off this phone because I don't know. Director is going to ask me the meaning of Igbo.
I will ask you, what is the bicycle? What is it?
So, it's very shameful something. It is true that most of us speak this language, but we don't even know the meaning.
We
call ourselves Biafrans and Igbos. The so-called Igbos don't even know the meaning of Igbo language. That is why we are not cooperating. That's why we're not doing everything. That is togetherness. I think what we have to do now is thank you, Director, for your strength that God has given to you. We are behind you all the time. We pray for you and your family and all your team that God will continue to guide you all until Biafra comes. And not only until when Biafra comes, after Biafra comes, so that what you have fought for, you will reap it and you will be glad. And we'll all come together to rejoice it. So, Bikun, our dear brothers and sisters, dear Biafrans, please, let us hack into the voice that has been calling us, the voice of our Director. He has educated us enough. He has told us what we have to hear. It's just that we are so stubborn that we don't even know where we come from. All of us don't even know the value of our land. The value of our land. I hear Buhari speak and he was crying. I was calling friends and said, have you heard that idiot talking? The illiterate who cannot even pronounce a word. An stark illiterate. How can a whole nation appoint somebody like him to rule them? It's what I cannot get it around my head. I don't know. But let us leave it to them because that is zoo. We're not talking about the zoo. Let him rule the zoo and let we, the Jaffa, rule ourselves. And that's all. Thank you, Director. Thank you very much. My wonderful God of Chukwuagilama continue to guide and bless you. May God bless you. We are working hard for Biafra. Don't worry. And you will see our handworks as well. Okay? So keep on keeping on as our Deputy Director said. Keep on keeping on. Keep on moving on. We are behind you and in front of you and by your side. And every corner of your life will continue to be with you. May God bless you and bless Biafra.
He said, Ndokuba is one of us. He is in Leeds. I think he's the secretary for all of us here in the UK. One on any routine from Malaysia, he said, what is bicycle is the question. Ike Dinobi is the answer. Oh, my goodness me. Who again? Elemo Wauchechuku is saying it is Elekereja. No, I say no to that. It's just a nickname for it. It's not the proper name. Inyinyi Igwe, I have said that before from Blessed Man. That is also not correct. Igwe, Ije, according to Abuchi Daniel, Igwe. Igwe, Ije, that is not correct. Oh, Ndibo Wana Bagosa, Mam Igwe Man, I'm proud of Aha. Igwe, or Bogeni. Igwe is not the name. Igwe is just a very generic name. What is the name? I can help you. There are actually two names, but one encapsulates it correctly and succinctly. The proper name, our brother Chris Chinagram said it is Nwerente. Nwerente is correct. Nwerente is correct, but it is not the proper name. It's just like having motorcycle and motorbike describing the same thing. Nwerente is correct, but the proper name is Ubeleke. That is the proper, genuine name. Subeleke, that's what it's called. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. I don't know. When we start the program tomorrow, we also give you another assignment, because if you give it to you, I start Googling it, and then you cheat. You cheat. We don't want you to cheat. We want you to answer it live here on air. This is Radio Biafra. We broadcast to the entirety of humanity. People are still calling us. Tomorrow, we'll try and take calls from people at home. You see, today we didn't take the lines, has been their own line is there, it is going like crazy. We didn't take it, but tomorrow we shall endeavor to take as much of their calls as possible. You have a very simple responsibility and duty: go out and spread the gospel, go out and let the world know that Biafra is coming in truth and honesty. Don't worship any image, I beg you, please. Why am I telling you this? We're not telling you because we want to change your religion. No. It is because we are doing something extraordinary. We are doing something extraordinary. We are the children of Chukwu Abiam. Very, very important you understand that. And we must return to him as pure as we can be. I thank you all very much for listening. Continue to spread this gospel. Now you see that your people are coming back. They are beginning to realize that we are serious. And they are coming back. And they have to return. We have to. Please don't treat them like prodigal sons. Some of them are now talking, calling by the side. We got it wrong. Of course, Biafra belongs to all of you. You can come back. Not all of you. You know those I'm talking about? Those of you that were misled and lied to. I told you that I do not lie. That's what I said. If I tell you the truth, you can't do anything to me. So why am I going to lie to you? Natrogashi for what? We don't lie here on Radio Biafra. I told you. Everything you asked us to do, we've done it. Don't ask us to prematurely reveal things to you that will compromise what we are doing. Now they are on the run. We are not chasing them. We are not pursuing anybody. We have come to get Biafra. My enemies are Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba. Not those who are very close. But if you join them, we will kill you. Very simple. Those that tried, they have fallen. If you come against us, one thing is guaranteed. You will fail. You will fail spectacularly and in humiliation. That is why it is better for us to be part of this. Therefore, the winner today is Tochukwu. Temple Tochukwu is the winner. Not Christian Agron, please. Christian Agron, you got to try his Nwerente. But the clear winner by 1,000 miles, Ubeleke, supplied by Temple Tochukwu, which is abundantly correct, and that is the name. This is Radio Biafra. You will join us again tomorrow, wherever you are. 7 p.m. is here when we congregate under the guidance of the angels of heaven, because we are the children of the light, descended from heaven itself, that we may come here to spread the goodness that is the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. I did not start it. Yeshua did, that you call Jesus Christ. He started it by saying, let thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. Never started it. That kingdom of heaven is Biafra. And that is why it is to us not just a country, but our religion. The only country, the only nation to be mentioned in divinity, in prayer. I said I have proof. I don't say what I don't know scientifically. Why is Biafra your religion? And I say, when Jesus Christ was praying, did he mention your country? But my own was mentioned. Let thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. That kingdom of Chukwu Abiama is called Biafra. And you ask me, why? How are you sure? Because in Biafra land, there is a spot for it. Do you know the name of this place? Omuani Igwe, which means the children of the kingdom of heaven. I rest my case. And that is, but also, please, Chukwu Abiama, being our God, means that he will bless each and every one of you. Because on Radio Biafra is how we worship him. Every blessed day it is a service. That is why we pray openly. We are not ashamed to pray to Chukwu. Who is the idiot that will be afraid of to worship God in truth and honesty? Who is the person? If we want to pray on Radio Biafra, we pray for 9 days. It is nobody's business. We are the children of the Most High God. We do anything we like in offering praise to his holy name. To us, Biafra is our religion. Here is where we worship Chukwu Abiama, being our God, will bless, guide, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, something is more important than you and I. Do you know what that thing is? It is Biafra. From me, from here, on this very day, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.